And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, I'm here.
Perfect. First time. 100%.
Did not forget to hit record.
No. You would never. You're a professional.
Obviously.
I'm a professional.
Yes.
We're actually not professionals. We're not getting paid for this.
We aren't. We are not. No.
No. That's the definition of a professional.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching this. We're already off track.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching. Did you see the Andrew Tate, Morgan Pierce interview?
Oh.
I was going to send that to you because it was hilarious.
I did not.
You should watch it. It's so funny. But anyways, I don't know so Andrew Tate's like calling himself a professional throughout the whole interview. And at one point, Morgan's like, you're actually not, though. You're not making any money. You're not a professional, whatever he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, by definition, it was so funny, man.
It was Elon Musk that was like making all the news.
Yeah.
When he's,
I don't know what it was, though. I didn't see it.
So we are way off.
Yeah.
If you're watching the video, you see a picture of Pokemon on the screen. We'll get there.
Yeah.
But no, Elon Musk was it. I forget, some like big CEO conference thing that nobody cares about. And the interviewer was like talking about like, hey, you know, like people are boycotting you as far as like advertising goes and things like that. And he was expecting Elon to be like doing an apology tour and like start stuff. And Elon Musk is like, no, don't advertise. And he's like,
I did
what?
See that.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, don't do it. Go F yourself.
Called out Bob Iger.
Called out the head of Disney.
That's
it was like,
crazy.
Hey, Bob, you in the audience? Like, go F yourself.
Oh, my
On stage.
God.
And he's like, you're going to blackmail me with money?
Like, yeah.
And it was just, it's like, okay, well. And he said, he's like, X will die. And then that's their fault. He's like, well, yeah, but you're the head of X. It's going to be your fault. He's like, we'll see.
Wow.
Like, man.
We live in the craziest timeline.
He's the same guy that goes into Twitter.
Yep.
Cuts however many people. And everyone's like, oh, it's going down. How many people are like, I'm leaving Twitter, leaving X every day.
Right.
They're still there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's crazy.
I really want a Tesla. I know you hate me for that.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know.
It's a car for you.
There's going to be a point when you walk in the garage and you're going to see one there.
I respect Mike less, though, because he claims to be a car guy.
Oh, so not a huge
car guy, but I think he has respect for the car game, and yet he still wants it.
You know what makes me want one is we have our morning.
It's
like
a driving iPad. That's why you want one.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. But it doesn't do Apple Play, which is like a knock against it.
That's true, but if there was an Apple car, that would be the real Tyler car.
Yeah, but
that you can plug into your Apple house and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But a new car like that makes me a little nervous. Tesla's at least around, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the reason why I want one is I see, so like our VP, like we have morning meetings.
Yep.
And our VP will call in from his phone, like as he's driving his kids around or whatever. And we'll see his Tesla and like the entire roof is like see-through.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Dude, it's a nifty car.
Yeah.
That is silent and boring.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right.
Just saying. These kids with their technology, they don't know.
One more thing as everyone has looked at these Pokemon already.
Staring at Trico right now? Or
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to guess someone's looking at Loaded. Lotad?
I thought you were on the individual.
No, I'm on the collage. Yeah.
Lotad?
Yeah. I think
I don't
somebody
it.
There.
I don't see him on here.
Well, John from Germany, you looking at Lotad, I see you. How cool would that be?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. So real quick.
I don't see Lotad. What are you talking about?
He's number 19. We can't go there.
Oh, how are you scrolled down? Oh, you're on a laptop.
I have a desktop.
Bigger screen. But imagine if I had a Tesla, I could see them all. Probably.
You could,
that's
maybe
a huge screen.
You could play The Witcher, I think.
While you're driving?
You can play Stardew Valley on it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What if Steam came out with a car?
Ooh.
Steam car.
They just came out with the OLED version of their Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I was going to say
is
next week, Game Award results.
Yes.
Hoping Jeff can get on that one. But we're going to go through the game results. So between now and then, we're going to draft up the couch company game of the year categories,
yep,
so to speak. Get some fun ones in there, get some
unique
default ones in there or whatever, like we want to be yes. think outside the box.
Yes.
So hopefully Jeff will join us for that one. So we'll go through it. It won't be too crazy. I hope. I think it'll just be pretty like, hey, here are the people that won. And if we have like some crazy, like if Mario Wonder wins everything, right. I'll do my quick rant and then we'll get on.
Yikes.
And then we'll go over all our categories. And then the following week, we will record with Jeff for sure our Game of the Year segment.
Exactly.
And then the following week will be a top five Christmas feel good. We'll, I don't know, have hot chocolate or something. And
love hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I will make an amendment to that or an addition. The review, there's going to be reveals presumably at the Game Awards too, so we'll touch on that.
Yeah, like yeah. that's going to take more time than the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm excited, actually. Also, I am curious, like, you see GTA 6.
On the 5th.
There's going to be a... Yeah, why wouldn't they just do that at the Game Awards?
They don't need to.
That's true.
Honestly...
they are the Game Awards.
And I was thinking about that. I think that's either nice of them, right? Like
to not overshadow
exactly because yeah. if that launched a Game Awards, not launch, but like if they did their trailer Game Awards,
yeah,
every other announcement at Game Awards is now like
dead in the water.
No one cares.
Yeah, everyone's just waiting for that one. Mm. Yeah,
except some not everyone's a sheeple.
It's
right. So like there are some free thinkers out there that knows Grand Theft Auto is overrated, and they'll enjoy all the other like announcements.
That's not where I was going.
But then
I will say. You can think about it in two perspectives. One, you know, it overshadows everything. But two, how many more eyeballs are you going to get on the Game Awards?
I bet you there will be either a replay of the trailer or more stuff. But
ooh, okay.
Cheeseburger? There'll be more.
Yeah. More than just what they showed?
No, I wouldn't do a cheeseburger. Yeah, I think that they have a vertical slice trailer.
Yeah.
And that's all we're going to see for this year.
Yep.
But it's saying, like, hey, it's coming out. That's going to be wild, man. This is a weird, I don't know, stage of our culture right now. I don't know how Grand Theft Auto fits into it. So we'll see.
Grand Theft Auto has never cared, and that's the beauty of the game.
That's fair.
They've always
pushed
it.
It's just, it feels different.
It does, and that I'm hoping that they continue to not give a fuck. Because that's what that game has always been about. You do whatever you want. You go crazy. It's always been controversial.
Yeah,
since Vice City.
That's fair.
Or
I mean,
whatever the first one was.
I'm.
You know.
I.
It's always been controversial.
Maybe this is the one that grabs me.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
You refuse to like good games. It's fine, but like unless the game's budget is less than $100,000, you hate the game. It's like I get it. You like the plucky underdogs.
The only thing I want to see at the awards is Gears of War.
That's it. Really?
Because there's nothing else out that I'm like, oh, I'm really excited for it. Like of all the series that I like, maybe a Mass Effect. I'll tell you what, if they put a Mass Effect out or something there, I'm not expecting
it. Did you see the N7 trailer? It was like a 10-second thing.
The original one?
No, the one for this year.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's like a 10-second thing, but is someone walking, a female, walking in N7 armor.
Hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, is that Shepard? It's like,
That'd be cool. Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to bring Shepard back. And we're going to talk about Pokemon, I swear. But I don't think they're going to bring Shepard back, but man, I wish they would. Because it just needs to go out. I don't care if Shepard dies or is done, but you gotta respect.
You need to.
I don't know, man.
Acknowledge it. You need to do something.
But is there anything left to tell in that story? That's the problem.
There's gotta be. There's gotta.
I don't
be.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
They could do it. They could do
like
it.
Three ruined my life. I say this like every like eight episodes or so, but it did.
Those are the two games that I'm interested in. I truly can't think of another thing that I'm like, oh.
I want to see more on Hades 2.
Yeah. But like I want it out. Like I don't know if I want to see more.
Well, I'm curious I guess. I mean, obviously you just want anything out, but
yeah.
Like for example, I don't want to see any more of Final Fantasy because they've already fucking shown half the game.
Keeley came out ahead of it. Like, you know how everyone was saying, like, well, world premiere and doing different things like that? He said that it's like, we're not going to put any of that on. Like, it's just going to be great game content or something like that. IGN was talking about it.
What do you mean?
He was like, people are taking it as him tempering expectations.
So he's essentially saying there's not going to be any new
reveals. Necessarily, but it's like, you know how like a lot of the awards, it's like every single one is like world premiere.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, he's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. It's just going to be like, hey, here's this game, here's this trailer, here's this. And it's like, that's fine. But then that also means people think like a lot of what's going to be shown has already been announced. Like,
yeah,
Senua's Sacrifice or whatever, or like the Hellblade or whatever that's been announced since like 2019. Like, I don't need to see another one of those trailers, you know, like that sort of thing. Like, it's just like people are getting kind of dragged on. I think so. Microsoft has said there's going to be some big reveals. So I'm hoping Gears. I don't care about Halo. Like, even if they showed something from Halo, I don't care.
I've heard that Halo is good again.
Sure. I'd play it again.
I'd play it again.
It didn't leave me like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens. Like,
A new one, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've beaten that.
Gears 6, I'm 100%. Like, I would play Gears 5 with you, like, right now. Like,
you love that game.
Yeah.
Is it on Game Pass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of them are.
Oh, nice.
I think just the Gears series is great. And
I haven't played 4. I stopped at 3.
Well, we could play 4.
Judgment. Judgment was terrible.
Yeah, Judgment wasn't great. But
terrible.
Let's play 4. Let's play 5 and get ready for it. Tell you what, if they announce 6,
yeah,
then we'll swear to me that we'll do 4 or 5.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Of course. Uneasy.
Oh, see, that is one game that I play Insane on for all of them.
Really?
Yeah. I beat every single Gears of War on Insane. And that's me talking. Like, I'm the guy that doesn't, like, hates that kind of stuff, you know?
That brings me back.
I'll play it on, like a normal mode for you.
No, we can do it on, you know, bullshit mode or whatever.
Halo and Gears were the two games that I go through.
Always play on Legendary.
We have our whole run through on YouTube where we played it on the Legendary.
For, like, 2 minutes and then realized it was the hardest thing we've ever
done. Halo 1 we have.
We did do Halo 1 the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Halo 2 was miserable.
That was rough.
Yeah.
That game is challenging.
Yes. Good looking. Anyway. So, yeah, Gears of War, I'm looking forward to that. And then that's really it. But, okay.
All right.
Pokemon.
Got the announcements out of the way.
Pokemon. Oh, wait. Shout out to my contractor, Lucky. And Nate. I don't know if Nate listens, but Lucky listens.
Lucky?
Yeah, he really wants to be on this podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get Lucky
on it. We got to figure out a nice top five. So, Lucky, if you're listening, you need to come up with a good top five.
Yep.
Which you already said. Like, every time we talk, he has, like, he was talking about, like, the best pirate captains, the best, you know, spaceships or whatever. Like,
yeah.
He has some good ideas. So, come up with a top five.
Yep.
And, yeah, we'll...
We can discuss anything. So, it could be as... You know, crazy
literally
as you
anything.
Want.
We did the top five letters of the alphabet.
That was probably one of our best works.
That was
ever.
A tough one.
No, I don't think a single person has agreed with that, by the way.
No.
Well,
no,
it's so
no.
subjective.
Only 26 options. We've got them all wrong, apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway.
And then we did numbers with an infinite number of options. Your face when you realized, you don't mean digits?
I thought it was digits. Whatever. We can't.
No,
we can't
numbers are different than digits, Tyler.
Yes, you're 100% right. That was on me. We got there.
But I was very happy with that list. That was a great list. Anyways, we're going to do another list today, and it's our annual Pokemans list. We're at my bread and butter.
Season 3, Generation 3.
Season 3. I said it last year, though. I was like, Season 2 is my generation. I quickly found out that was a total lie, because I didn't know half of them. But Generation 3, now this is where I live, I think.
I hope.
Yeah, so a little trip down memory lane. I had the Sapphire version, and my brother had the Ruby version, and then later the Emerald version.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. I remember it fondly.
Are these the ones that go back to the Generation 1 region? Is that like a Fire Red thing? So Ruby's different than Fire Red?
Is it? I can't remember. Because they remade
this is your favorite game, man.
Well,
I don't know.
Dude, they remade these, and I think they added shit.
Oh, they remade a million of these because there was like
I don't know if in the remakes you can go back or if it was in the original, because it's been literally 15 years since I played this game. So
it's like heartfelt ruby and
yeah, or whatever.
Everything bagel, emerald or whatever.
Yeah. Sapphire.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, this was a fun one. On our third best console of all time, the
Game Boy
SP or whatever.
DS. Yeah. SP was fine.
Well, I think I used the SP, but whatever.
The SP was just Game Boy. It wasn't a DS. I think DS is better than DS Lite.
I never had a DS.
Oh, well, all right. DS Lite's great.
Anyways. All right. Here we go. Pokemon Gen 3. You can see it on your screen
here. I hope so. I'm going to do a quick... Yeah, okay. We're still good. All right.
Okay. So we're going to start right at the top here, and we have a lot to get through, so I'm going to have to cook a little bit here. But we're starting with Treecko. Now, I think it's pretty universally agreed upon that the grass starters are pretty trash in almost every generation.
Except Bulbasaur. But yeah.
No, I don't like Bulbasaur.
Real quick, too. Are you going to keep track of the list if I'm doing this recording thing?
Yeah.
Is that something you can do?
Good call. I never do this. Yeah. So I'm going to be a little...
flipping back and forth.
Rusty.
I mean, I could, but I got to drink my coffee. I got to put my phone.
Yeah, no. Poor Tyler. Okay. Pokemon... Gen 3. Okay. How do you usually do this? You just start listing like maybes. All right.
Yeah.
Treecko number one. Grass types, pretty universally the worst, in my opinion, which is the correct opinion.
Okay.
Bulbasaur's not good, by the way. He's a walking plant thing.
Sure. That's why they call it Bulbapedia and everything else, but go on.
I mean, how is he even close to good?
It doesn't matter. We're not talking about Bulbasaur.
I know,
but... this is Generation 3.
I'm trying to keep you invested. That's what I'm trying to
do. Okay, fair enough.
You know,
yeah.
Trying to hit that. So, Treecko, it's a no for me.
Yep.
He's a...
Not even a maybe. He looks... Yeah. It's, what is that? Like a tree frog, I assume?
Yeah.
Like a tree gecko?
Yeah. I will say, so we have Grovyle number 2, which is probably the best stage of his evolution.
I flipped over. So, do you want to lead this? I know we're stumbling through this.
You should lead it, yeah.
No, go ahead. I'll just follow you. I'll follow along.
Well, Grovyle, like I was saying, is I think he's just objectively cooler.
He looks cooler.
And better than the third evolution, too. But, again, I can't put him top 5. It's just...
No.
There's too many Pokemon. You got to be really strict about...
Yeah, we have 1,000 Pokemon to go. He's not going to be.
No. So...
you know we're never going to finish the generations? I was talking to Chelsea about this yesterday. Like, there's a new generation that comes out every year.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
We're always chasing.
But how do we do like top 5 Pokemon of all generations?
We'll never get there.
We would just take the top 5 of each of our generations and then put them in like a battle royale.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
That was a sad thought.
Yeah.
We'll never get there.
We will eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually someone will give us a year to catch up. All right. Grovyle. That's a nothing. All right.
I think he's kind of cool, but
he's definitely cooler than Sceptile.
Yeah, Sceptile is a big, fat thing.
I don't like that.
No, isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, grass type's just not it. It's just not it. I never pick them. I never like them.
Sure.
And I never even battle them because I always pick fire, spoilers. So, like, I'm never even interacting with them. My rival doesn't even pick them. So it's always been water, fire for me.
Yeah.
So... All right, now we get to the real stars of the show here. So we have Torchic, a cute little fiery ball of fun.
Is it one leg? Or is that's not a tail in the back there? It's walking?
It's walking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think. It's got to be walking.
Yeah.
Right? It is a weird angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But Torchic's great. It's a tough one because this is like the Charmander thing because Charmander is fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to consider the other evolutions. And I don't think this is my favorite out of the family tree here, but it is very good.
Well, you know how I am because I have usually have no knowledge of any of these. So
yeah.
I'm just going by like looks.
Right.
Yeah. Torchic's cool.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
I like the Torch and Chick combo. It's cool.
Yep.
I don't know what the next one is.
Combusken?
Yeah. I don't like this.
Yeah. This is one of those trees where, you know, the middle child is a little out of sorts.
As it should be, though, right?
As it should be.
It's like it's this awkward teenage year.
Yes.
Like,
which, so I do appreciate it. And if you look at it, and you move to the third one, I think it is a really good hybrid, actually, of the chick-esque part, but you're starting to get that fighting flair.
But it makes me...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I get... If it's fighting, then that makes a little bit of sense.
Like, you have the legs now, but the top half is still that chick DNA.
But how do you... But it's not... Like, how do you get from a little baby chick to, like, a dinosaur?
No.
Looks like a... There's no beak. The beak is gone.
There's a beak. There's a beak. It's a flat beak, but it's a beak.
it's like a reptile
beak. The beak flattens out a little bit.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You don't think that's a beak? That's a beak.
Eh.
That's a beak. Right there.
No. I'm sorry. I'm on the third evolution.
Oh, Blaziken?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Blaziken's...
I'm sorry.
That's when you ascend.
Yeah.
But Blaziken is a boss. And my favorite.
That's your favorite of the three?
Yeah.
All right,
fighting's my favorite style,
yeah,
or type, followed by fire, and then you tell me I get a starter who's both,
and yeah, you don't need anyone else.
Fire kick people,
yeah,
in the face. I mean, that's just awesome. Does it make sense? It started as a chick. I don't know. I'll leave that up to Darwin, but it's cool. I'll tell you that.
So you want that on a maybe,
dude? Blaziken's my boy.
All right.
Blaziken's
Torchic for me in that one, but I'm not going to fight for him.
Okay, I'm putting Blaziken as a baby.
All right.
I
feel like you're going to lead the way on a lot of these.
That's okay. All right, so now we get to the water, which is the second best out of the types. Well, but we have Mudkip, and I really like Mudkip. Mudkip's
yeah, that's
Mudkip's
kind of a
cutie.
Cool,
yeah,
cool thing.
With like a mohawk.
See, turn... So... Me not knowing any of these. Does he turn water electric?
No, he turns water ground.
Ugh, okay. I guess that makes sense with the mud, but his cheeks give me some
electric
vibes. All right.
But you can see how they shift once he goes to Marsh Stomp.
See, this is that's a good evolution between the two.
Yeah.
Coloring's a little weird, but like...
Yeah.
I can see the relationship there. It's not like a huge departure.
I still don't... I don't know. I think Torchic to Combusken is fine. But then you get the Blaziken.
It gets
a little off.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This guy's still, like, cute. Like, he's getting older, but, like, he's getting his cool mohawk, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm a sweet teenager now.
Yeah.
When it comes to Combusken or... That's the second one from Torchic or Blaziken, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm going to have bone spikes shoot out of my wings and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that. He's a baller.
Ugh, all right.
He's a fighter, dude. Not about being cute anymore. I had my cute stage, and now it's about getting gym badges. That's what it's about. He's a champion.
Tell you what, Swampert?
Yep.
Terrible name.
Swampert. Okay.
But I like that evolution. Yes. I think that's the three of them together...
It's a winner.
Is pretty good.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. They look good. I like this family.
Yeah,
here I do. I think it does have a nice natural progression. And Swampert's always great. I do like Swampert. It's no Blastoise, but how could it be? But the water ground is also just a great combination.
Wait, there's a Mega Swampert?
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's,
this is the new shit, so I don't know this.
Yeah.
But that's a unit.
Cool.
That's
I don't think unit. We can count that, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
I like that a lot.
Dude, go to Mega Blaziken, dude.
Okay, hold on.
It's also a boss.
I can't... This is great for the listeners. Oh, wait, hold on. Blaziken. There we go.
Generation 6 games in Pokemon Go.
Okay. Yeah, Blaze, it's okay.
Oh, dude, that's my...
He's cool.
It's my bread and butter.
Like, that's a good, like, thing, but it's not such a...
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, Mega Swampert. It's a Mega, unit, Mega, dude.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Okay, anything you want out of that?
No, I feel like we have other...
Okay, so next up is Puccina, who I never really liked.
He's like a cute little guy.
A little dog. I don't know why. I never resonated towards this one. So, unless you have a strong feeling on this.
That's fine. It's a hyena, then?
What's that?
It's a hyena. That's the
shtick.
It's a pooch and a hyena.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so. It doesn't really look like a hyena, though.
I'm just going from the Yina and then the Mighty Yina.
Yeah.
It's the second evolution.
Yeah, Mighty Yina.
Ooh, I don't like that. That's a weird.
Yeah, right?
It's like it you go from like a cute dog to like goth dog.
Yeah, there's just something off about this pooch. You know? I don't really know, but.
Dark's cool. Is this like, I assume this is early on in the game, right? So getting a dark type that early is kind of neat.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. I usually like dark Pokemon too, but there's just something that doesn't resonate with me about these ones.
Yeah.
So
I can't tell if it's like a skunk or a hyena.
What? Mighty Yina?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's the, I don't know what it is.
Species bite Pokemon.
Yeah, no, it's
okay.
Not great. Not great around children.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But next up is Zigzagoon.
Yeah, not a big fan of this
guy. Zigzagoon.
He's in other ones, right?
Yeah, he's a pretty common one. I think he's cute. I mean, he's so common though. You see this guy all the time. He is a cutie. Kind of like I like the color scheme and the raccoon eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
Galarian Zigzagoon is like that white black scheme.
Yeah.
But all right. Nah.
Yep. Me neither. All right. So next up is I'm looting here.
Linoon?
Yep. Linoon.
It's a rushing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. He looks like a ferret, dude.
Yeah, this is
like,
the evolution of?
I think, is it? I can't even remember.
I don't know. I don't.
It doesn't matter, though, because it's not.
Yep.
It's not going anywhere.
We can move on.
Yeah. All right. Now we get to the bug, which is why even bother? But we have Wurmple. Terrible. Bugs, can we agree that bug is the worst type easily?
We can agree on that.
Okay.
However.
Oh, God.
I like this because it puts it right to like a Caterpie, Weedle. Like it falls in that, like it looks like it could be a part of Gen 1.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a common theme for me.
Sure.
Is if I can imagine the character, like the name, the look, the style, and whatever in Generation 1, I'm probably going to.
So you
feel
want Wurmple?
No, but I'm into it.
You know what the greatest insult is ever?
Wurmple?
Yes, but you tell someone like, "Hey, if you were in Pokemon, you'd be a bug catcher."
Oh, yeah. Is that the
opponent.
Worst one, or would it be like you'd be a rowdy youth or whatever they call them?
I think I'd rather be
like
a rowdy youth,
like a youngster.
Like the bug catchers are the worst. They're just nerds. They just sit on Route 1.
That's true.
And
even like the youngsters
have five. Cocoons,
yeah,
that just have Harden, and it's just like you're wasting my time. You're just what you actually can't win the game.
Yep,
you don't have an offensive move.
Yeah,
it's the worst. Anyways,
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, so you know, next time you have an enemy, just
call him Wurmple.
All right, next up is Silcoon. Somehow worse than Wurmple.
This looks bad.
I
don't like that. We should move on.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But then you get to, you know, the
Beautifly,
which is the Butterfree equivalent, but worse than Butterfree in every
way.
Yeah,
Butterfree is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, why?
You had me with Wurmple, and then it just gets progressively worse.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Next up, we get Cascoon, which is literally the same thing.
Same thing.
It's reversed. The image is reversed, I think, and it's a different color palette. I'm telling you, dude, bug's actually the worst type ever.
This is a bad one. All right.
Nope. And then we get Dustox, which is awful.
Like a little moth.
A moth Pokemon, yeah. It's so awful. I just hate bug, dude.
Yeah, these are not as good. Okay.
So we're going to fly through that.
Lotad. That's what people were
looking at while we were talking.
Terrible.
I'm not a fan of this. Like look at the Lillipad. He's a little cheeky, though.
Yeah, waterweed.
He's like, he's looking at you with the one eye. He's awful, though. I hate these guys. You have Lotad, Mombre, which again is like, what is going on here? Look how cheeky they are, though. They're like
jolly Pokemon.
Is that what it says?
That's the species.
Yeah.
He doesn't look jolly at all.
Well, the winner in this evolution tree is Lucido.
Ludicolo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Ludicolo, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he... Everyone loves this guy. That's where you get...
Carefree Pokemon.
And I always remember, like, playing on the GameCube Pokemon.
Yeah.
The Gale of Darkness or whatever that game was. And this guy would always dance to the music.
I think I want to put him on the list for a maybe.
Pretty cool, though. All right. He was never my favorite, but, like, a lot of people love him.
I like that. But specifically this image, I'm sure there are other images. Oh, here, additional artwork. Let me click on this and see what else we got. Yep. Not. There's a global link artwork. I don't like him as much. That's perfect.
Oh, well, that doesn't even look like it's real.
No, this is good.
All right. Okay. Ludicolo. Excellent. Yeah. He's a funny one.
Is that the second one we put on the list?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Next up, we got C-Dot. Just a little acorn.
Yeah.
Acorn Pokemon. No. I mean, why?
That's...
All these nature Pokemon, man, I was just never a huge fan.
Yeah.
We moved to Nuzleaf, which it gets interesting because it goes grass dark, which is, I think that's a fascinating combo. But it doesn't, like, what about this screams dark to you? This looks like grass fighting, if anything.
It looks like you could pull this from Persona. It's like he has a Persona mask on. That's the way the dark comes in.
I sure.
Not a big Nuzleaf fan. Yeah.
And then we get to Shiftry, which I think becomes a little more interesting.
Get rid of the nose. And I think
I kind of like he's walking on, you know, like a samurai kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call those,
mini stilts.
Yeah. That's not what.
That's what they call them. That's what the samurai. Samurai mini stilt. Yeah.
He's the wicked Pokemon. That's kind of interesting. But again, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I
might be biased against grass or anything nature, bug, poison, but they just do not connect with me.
Get rid of the nose. Maybe close up his mouth. And I think that could be a pretty cool looking thing, but it gets a little weird for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Next up, we have Tallow.
Oh, we're going to the Pidgey.
Which I love these guys.
Yeah.
I actually think they're better than Pidgey.
Yeah. So far, we'll see.
So I will actually, you know, spoilers, but I like Swellow better.
All right,
but I like both of these.
Swellow.
But Swellow.
Oh, man.
Swellow's great, dude.
Is this the final, or is Wingull?
No, this is the final.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just two.
Okay, so this is a Sparrow, Firo.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. That's more accurate.
All right. I like these better.
So Swellow's, he's slick. And I'm a little bit biased here because I think everyone who played Gen 3 always had a Swellow, dude. He's just like your go-to, has your fly. He's so fast, too. Like, he's always, like, my number two or number three guy. Like, he's awesome, dude. He's my lieutenant.
Okay.
So, from a biased standpoint,
I mean,
I would
put
love
him on
Swellow.
Put him on.
On a maybe, at least, to talk about it.
He looks cocky. Cocky
Swellow.
He knows.
He's the guy. All right, so Swellow. So, we have three on the list now.
All right.
Just to keep track. Okay, next up we have Wingull.
Screw Wingull.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Moving on.
All right, and then we have Pelipper. Pelipper?
Look, if I didn't... what was the one we just put on?
Swellow?
No, the other one before him. What was his name?
I can never remember his name.
Anyway.
Ludicolo.
He has a better name. He has a...
Ludicolo.
He looks nicer.
Than Pelipper?
Yeah.
Look how big his fucking face is.
It would be Piper. It would be
huge.
Pelipper.
Right? Yeah, Pelipper.
Pelipper.
Again, my pronunciation is always awful. And yet, every year, I run this list.
Additional hot word. Oh, no. I don't like these. Okay, moving on.
Pelipper. I don't think I ever captured one of these guys. He's just stupid.
But don't you have to capture them all? Isn't that the whole gist of Pokemon?
No, not for me. Capture the ones I want to capture.
Oh, fair enough.
Anyways, Ralts is next, right?
Yeah, the old feeling Pokemon.
Is that what it is?
Apparently, I don't know.
People like this one. It's also Psychic Fairy, which I think is is interesting.
It's a cool type, but I don't...
It is a cool type. I don't like this one the best out of this family. We can move to the next one.
All right. Better.
How would you say this? Kirlita? Or Kirlia?
There's no T in there, so yeah, I don't think it'd be Kirlita.
Kirlia?
Sure. Kirlia?
Kirlia?
Kirlia? Yeah, Kirlia, I guess. I don't know.
Emotion Pokemon. Anyways, so...
Kirlita.
Kirlita. I don't know why the picture's not showing up.
This looks more like a psychic.
Are you seeing the picture on this?
Yeah.
I don't see a picture.
Yeah, I got a picture up.
All right. Well, anyways... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge psychic guy, so.
Yeah, it's fine. It's green, so I know that you don't like grass type stuff, and green just kind of turns you off, so. Yeah. Makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
it's not.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Evolution's pretty cool. I like the evolution. I don't know how it goes, like those like pink triangles go from like inside her head to like. A belt buckle, but sure.
You're talking the second one still?
The third one. I went from the second to the third one.
See.
Yeah.
Gardevoir.
Gardevoiritita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's whatever to me.
It's a cool design.
Yeah.
Not top five.
It doesn't really, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Like, tell you what, instead of green, make a purple. I'm in.
Really?
Yeah. The green is
the design to me doesn't
make
sense. Like, it starts off as like a cloak and then goes to like a ballet.
That's what I mean. Like, the design is, it's like.
And then it's dress.
It's together.
Yeah.
Like, it you see the evolution of it. Sure. It just, how it evolves doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, me neither. So, I don't know. I'm not big on it. Anyways, all right. Surskit. Might be my least favorite.
It's cute and creepy
it's
at the same time.
It's not cute at all. It's absolutely
terrifying. Yeah.
It looks like a spider.
It looks like a little, yeah. Well, yeah, but if you take the legs away, then it's cute little.
Oh, yeah. What makes spiders absolutely terrifying? That's the great point, Tyler.
All right. Well, what does it go to?
Does it actually evolve into Masquerain?
I don't know. It's
the eyeball Pokemon.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's bugs, so it's immediately out.
Yeah.
Man, I just hate bugs. It's just reinforcing that.
That might be cooler than like a Butterfree, though. If those are linked.
Maybe. I like Butterfree.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, next up, Shroomish. This guy sucks. This guy's terrible. Oh God!
No, I'm not gonna fight for him.
He's
but
so
like,
angry though.
Yeah, like I feel bad for him, man. He's just like, this sucks. Like he knows he sucks. Like right, like that's his face. He's just like, I get it.
I like that.
Keep swiping.
He's like, fuck. He
knows he sucks, but he doesn't even want to be on the list.
No.
Right? He's like, no, I get it. I'm not gonna like hold
put
it
him on
you
just to spite him.
Maybe put him on.
No, I'm not.
What does he turn into?
Breloom, witch. Now this guy. If you're going to make a case for grass, you put fighting in there.
You know what? It's a cool design.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for Shroomish. The more I look at him, the more I'm like...
Why?
I don't know.
He gets to evolve into...
I know. But like they both look miserable.
No, I think... Well, Breloom, he looks just... He doesn't care anymore.
Yeah,
but
he just accepted it.
Beat people up.
Explain to me how he's a fighting Pokemon.
He kicks.
He just kicks. Yeah. Kicks in the tail.
Kicks in the tail.
Is like a hard tail. It's not like a little puffy.
It's like a Morningstar. Look at it. It's like a mace.
Morningstars are sharp, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know, it's
like
a blunt.
Blunt.
It's a blunt. It's like a mace.
Yeah,
like a mace.
All right. Nah, we can.
Although it looks, I don't know, his tail looks soft, so.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like it looks like
it doesn't make sense.
Boop someone on the head with it.
I wouldn't put him top five, but I'm
no
just
wonder
saying,
he's sad. He's a fighter that can't fight. All right.
Now we get to the slack off. Slack off. This guy's a derp. He's a slacker Pokemon, which I can respect.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Normally I'd be all for this type of Pokemon, right? But he looks too self-aware. Like, it was like, oh, I'm going to be on the list because I'm just goofy and doofy.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
like,
right.
Nah.
It worked for Slow King, but not you.
No,
bro.
You're not. I mean.
You're
Slow
not
King
Slow
is different.
King.
Yeah.
You're not the king
yeah.
of this.
Yeah, okay.
You're not the king of being lazy.
And what's up with his arm? There's no
he's
bones
scratching
in his arm.
His head.
I yeah. guess.
I like, guess.
There's no, how does that work?
He's
he just
no
can't.
Elbow.
He has no bones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he has no bones.
Yeah, that's a nah
yeah,
for me.
All right. So we get to Vigoroth.
That's kind of cool.
He's pretty ferocious. I remember he'll mess you up in the game. I'm pretty sure. There's
it's a
some
wild monkey.
I never had one in my party, but like I remember fighting them, and they can they Hulk out, I think, and kind of get you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all three in the same thing, right? I think.
Is it?
I think so. Does it tell us? Does it tell us?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Slackhoth, Vigoroth, Slacking.
And what I hate about this is he goes, the color palette changes for the middle stage.
You know,
and
I'm
then
a
it,
stickler for that.
Yeah,
I hate that.
And then
yeah.
it goes back, right? That. How does he turn completely white?
And how do you go from a sloth to a monkey?
I don't know.
You
are
go
they,
from a
that,
slacking
to... That's what I'm checking.
To,
like, it is... It is the evolution.
It
right?
has to be.
I'm looking for it on here, and it doesn't. Yeah,
yeah
it is.
It is.
Evolution
it is.
Charts at the bottom. Yep.
That's
the
silly.
It is super silly. It is super silly. So
Slackhoth goes into, like, it's like you start out as a sloth, then you go into, like, a yeti monkey.
Yeah.
Then you go into, like, a gorilla.
Yeah.
Or a baboon.
Slacking,
or
I get. I can see
with,
the
like,
the
nose.
Line between Slackoth and Slacking. But Vigoroth, it's not even in the name anymore.
Yeah.
He's not slacking off anymore. You're telling me he's lazy, and then he gets passionate, and then
and
he gets
then
lazy
he,
again.
He just doesn't care anymore, yeah.
I mean, I don't
if,
get the
if it wasn't for the
I
lead
would just
up,
cut him off, and then just those two
yeah.
would make so much more sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, ish, because it still goes from sloth to monkey, but whatever.
Yeah, but still, it's same color palette, same slacking off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
But it's not a...
Anyways,
Slowbro.
You get to no Slowbro. Slow King's the greatest.
If I just saw Slacking,
did he win?
Slow King.
Yeah, I think he won.
I think he did.
That's awesome. We're the best.
yeah. I don't know. It's one of those. If Slacking was by himself and I saw him, I'd be like, oh, that guy's baller. But
I
like,
mean, look at him.
Given everything else, though, is like I don't want to put him on just
exactly.
to like spite the
principle.
Yeah.
Of the evolutions.
Yeah,
I agree. Okay, now we get to some good ones. Abra.
Okay, so I'm in Nincada.
What's that?
Nincada is who I have.
Okay. We're on the same website, right?
We are, in fact, on the same website.
Yeah. Oh, this might be, you know what? This might be where you just have the Gen 3, right?
Yeah, instead of the other.
Have the when you go back.
So I think we pull those out.
Yeah.
Because mine are on there as well, but mine are going in like numerical order, I think.
Right.
Or something.
So what's Nincada?
Nincada is the
number what?
Yeah, he's 290.
Hmm. See, he's just 42 on here because this just lists out Gen 3. Okay. Anyways, so we'll skip the three from Gen 1.
There's a ton of them, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, Pikachu's in there and stuff
right,
like that. Like, you
right.
can't have Pikachu in Gen 3 winning.
He'd win. All right.
Yeah.
So, Nincada. No.
Yeah, but,
no,
I mean...
Fuck this guy. No, absolutely. But then, Ninjask.
It's cool looking.
Kind of cool.
I don't
and
see
I do
the
remember,
evolution.
I this is a little, you know, biased here, and not even from the game, but the card game. I had one of these guys, and he was shiny. He was my first shiny card.
Holographic card?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So I kind of have a soft spot, and he's the ninja Pokemon. How he gets from that, from whatever, I have no godly idea.
Do you think it's Nincada instead of Kata?
Yeah.
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 Sorry, everyone that's screaming into there.
Well, I fucked up. What's her face? I put a T.
I said Nincada. I just, look, you can't.
Cicada,
Nincada.
If anyone's
sense.
Getting upset at anyone, everyone hates me. But my guts. I say this is my favorite
I never,
gen,
yeah,
and
I
don't even
this.
Know how to say anything. But as I told Tyler, you know, throw out that I'm putting extra letters in. I mean, that's just me being stupid. But, you know, when you're a kid, you don't, there's no voice acting in this game. You don't know how to pronounce any of these
it's
things.
True. Yeah.
You know? So it's like, whatever. Yeah, so I don't know. Ninjask probably not going to make it, but a little shout out there. First holographic. And then Shedinja. Wait, it goes like, wait a sec. So is this the whole tree?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the evolution chart. So Ninkata, as we've said.
Yeah.
Goes to Ninjask either way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some requirements that you can get to.
Dude, there's so much on this stuff. Like,
I don't know. Also, he's a ghost bug, which is kind of interesting, actually, but still, bug is the worst. So,
I like the design of this. I just don't.
No, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He has like a halo. I don't know. It is interesting, but it's a no.
Not a top five. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go next. Winsmer.
Winsmer.
Whismur.
Ugh.
It's like,
it's not normal. I don't know why it's called a normal type, because that's not look normal. Pokemon.
Yeah. What I do like about this is it starts off as a shy whisper Pokemon, and then it, as you can see, it progresses to like the loudest.
Oh, that's kind of, that's,
you know? So I do like the progression. Yeah, yeah. I like the progression, right? Just kind of breaks out of their shell.
Yeah. I don't,
and then
I don't like either of them, but I Loudred appreciate the name and the Exploud. The yeah, there.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna put any of these on personally, but again, I do like the thought. I like the through line here.
I actually like the evolution too,
and I like how their mouth just gets bigger, and just absurdly just
big voice Pokemon.
Exploud is like
loud noise
Pokemon. I mean, he just looks loud. Look at that. Oh my God.
He looks cooler than Loudred. I'll give you that. Like, that's actually neat, but
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good evolution tree, which I respect, but it's not gonna be top five.
Yeah.
Okay. Makuhita.
There is a T in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got it that time. If you put T's in everything, eventually you'll be right.
Eventually, yeah.
Okay. Makuhita. Makuhita. Now I'm trying to put him everywhere.
Makuhita.
All right. Anyways, he looks like a bag with boxing gloves.
Yeah. I don't
know. Here's the thing. I love fighting and I hate this guy. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's not good.
I'm not feeling it.
And then you get Hariyama.
Yeah.
Which is like a sumo.
So is it like his head splits open and turns into a skirt? Is that how that works?
I don't know, but that's horrifying to think about.
Yeah, but if you look at him, he looks like a little bag, yep. And it has a little like tie on it.
Yeah.
And then that opens up and just falls down, and then he like pops out.
I don't like the thought of that, but I think he might be onto something.
It doesn't.
I hate that thought.
It's not good.
Let's move on. Okay. All right, who's the next one you have?
Azuril.
Yeah.
Azuril.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Azuril. Adorable. Adorable.
Yeah. It's like, we want to recapture that Pikachu.
Yeah. I love how... Oh, she looks so sad here.
Yeah.
But I like how she's sitting on...
Polka dot.
Her little tail.
Yeah. No wonder she's sad. It probably hurts. Get off your tail.
Yeah. But it looks squishy.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyways, so you have Azuril, Marill, which is the next one. And then,
see, I don't know why those are not in mine. So, Nosepass is the next one. It's like they skipped two of them for some reason on the site.
Wait, is Marill Gen 1?
I think so.
Okay. So, that's why they added Azuril as, you know, how like some of the previous.
Yeah, they put them through.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you have any strong feelings on that? Or
no.
Move on?
No.
Okay. So, the next one you have is Nosepass.
Yes.
I hate Nosepass. Just for full transparency. I hate Nosepass.
Compass Pokemon. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like an Easter Island head.
Yeah. I hate Probopass more. Oh, no.
What? Who?
Probopass. This could go down to the evolution chart. This is another thing where apparently Probopass.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Was a thing?
That's got to be
a magnetic
field
area.
That's not in Gen 3. That's some.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
That's awful.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, he's number 476.
Yeah, moving on. We don't. They should have not created that.
That should have been
Is that nose hair coming out of there?
I don't know. I don't want to even. I don't even want to touch that.
Skitty.
Not a fan of Skitty.
What is Skitty? Is this like a Ninetales or like a...
It's the kitten Pokemon.
Yeah.
I guess a Ninetales-esque, although it's a cat, not a dog.
What? Ninetales isn't a dog. It's like a fox.
Like Ninetales
is more of a fox.
Fox, which is the dog group,
yeah,
right?
Canine. Yeah, sure.
I'm not... You always make me feel so
no,
dumb.
You're right.
Every time you look at me, I'm like...
When I say it, I'm not saying it's dumb. Like the exact same thing. I'm just saying it's like... A lot of the Pokemon games is like one-to-one. You have your bird Pokemon, you have your bug Pokemons, whatever. Yep. So I'm looking at these as like, okay, this is your Ninetales.
No, I'm with
what
you.
What is it, Vulpix type?
Vulpix.
Anyway.
No, I like that. I could see a Vulpix, but I don't like Skitty that much.
I kind of like the design.
I like the next one way better.
Yeah, but like you see the evolution, right? Like I don't know if... The color palette change is necessary, but like...
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, maybe. I mean, like, the pink, I think, symbolizes that softness and the youth. And then the purple is more
purple
adult
there,
and
I guess. Yeah.
Grown up. So I actually don't mind that as much, but...
A little moonstone.
Yeah. I don't think either of them are going to make it, but...
No, but I don't dislike them. They are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. All right. What do you have next?
I have Sableeta. I'm just kidding. It's Sableye.
I was skip all the Zubats.
Sableye. Dude, these names, though, they're getting kind of...
Convoluted.
Yeah.
Sableye?
I think it's, Sableye.
He sucks. Whatever he is, he's the worst.
Yeah, it's like a little treasure goblin.
Little treasure goblin.
Yeah, and there's no evolution. He doesn't evolve.
No,
he's just a dude.
He's just a dude. Again, the dark ghost. Some people really like the ghosts, the dark stuff. I don't know. I never.
This is an intern. It's like, you know how we talk about like interns, and it's like, okay, here's a dark thing here. Working on some perspective with his little gemstone eyes. Yeah. All right. Mawile.
I never understood this one.
I don't like this one. I've seen this.
Holy crap. Look at the Mega version.
Mega version?
God.
Mega Mawile.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That's terrifying.
Man. Like, why? Yeah. No.
I don't get it. Steel Fairy also just so weird, but...
Does not evolve.
I don't know if people like this one. I never was drawn to it, but... I don't know. So you're a no on this?
Nope.
It is terrifying. He turns around and just eats you.
Yeah.
He's got you can just imagine they talk to each other and
that's very anime, honestly. This is the most anime of all the Pokemon, it seems like.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. You have Aeron next?
Yes. Ooh, I like this guy.
You like Aeron?
Yeah.
I think he's the worst one out of these three.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think he's the worst one out of these three.
This reminds me of those skeleton bone Koopas. From Mario, where you step on them and they shake and then pop back up.
Yeah.
I like this guy. He gets some Cubone vibes, but he's like a little
armored
bug looking thing.
A little armored guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what the other ones
are. So you have Aeron. Every time I go back, I got to keep scrolling down. Yeah. Sorry. Aeron, Laron.
Yeah.
And Aggron.
Dude, this might be...
It's a great tree. This is a fantastic tree.
It's like they're like, hey, take your Nidorans, your Nidorinas, even like your Rhydons, mash them all together and make them more cool.
Badass, yeah. So I really like this tree, but I do have a hard time of picking which one's my favorite.
My favorite is the first one, personally.
Okay.
I'll give you the second one. If one or two... I think are my two favorites, but it's kind of funny.
Aggron's
like,
a beast, though.
Even their pose is the same as like your Rhydon pose, and your Nidoking pose, and stuff. Like it's just
better.
Like, yeah, it's like they took it and they were like, all right, we're just gonna.
I do like Laron.
Bone him out. I'll give you Laron.
He's a good hybrid.
I like that.
He's a beast, but he's still on all fours.
Aeron's pretty cute.
We can do Aeron.
No. I'm good with Laron.
Okay.
Let's put him on the
All right. Let me put that in real quick. Laron.
That is a good... So far, whenever you see like a one-to-one like that, where they're like, okay, hey, take what we did from like Generation 1 and 2 and like edit it, this might be my favorite one I've seen so far.
Okay. I like that. What's up next? Meditite?
Meditite, yes.
I hate Meditite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why do you have, what is that, like a garlic?
I like on a garlic, head? Yeah.
Garlic head?
Garlic head.
I don't like that. I don't think I like the next one more.
Medicham?
No. Look, I'm not a big Jinx and
me neither.
Mr. Mime fan.
No.
But this is worse.
Yeah.
That's how I view them. So
not yep. good.
Nope.
No, it's a no for me.
Is this the first electric that we've seen?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's a bad electric, man.
Yeah. Sorry, let me get back to it.
Sorry.
The next one is electric. Electric.
Sarah, like, we don't know what to say.
Terrible. Terrible, right?
Yeah. I don't like it. All right. And somehow it gets worse.
Yeah.
And like the evolution, like it's, I shouldn't say it's like worse. Like it's, I could see where it's, you could maybe,
I don't
make
think
it, cool,
it gets worse, but it's just not good. It's just not good.
And it doesn't,
it's trying to be, match. Like
Volteon or whatever.
Yeah.
Jolteon. Yeah.
Voltron. Yeah. So like, yeah, these two, I don't like,
I realized that I think I might be too old for Pokemon. Maybe.
Uh-oh.
It might be a thing. I'm waiting for them to like come out with like something for the older
didn't,
fans.
Didn't they do there's like a Pokemon game that they all have guns? Remember we saw a trailer for
so
that?
So much trouble for that though.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
So that game like, never came out?
I don't think so. Didn't Nintendo like come down and
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I remember seeing a trailer and I was like, that's incredible.
Yeah. I think they squashed that.
Okay. So we said no on those two, right?
Yep.
Pulsel. Plusle.
Plusle?
Yeah, Plusle. Because it's like a plus sign.
Oh, yeah.
I like these two because it's like one's the happy one and one's the sad one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you look at Minim.
I don't know. That looks pretty happy, too.
Oh, wait. I always thought that one was happy and one was sad. Maybe not.
Well, it's positive electric.
I understand. It's positive and negative, but.
I like. So here's the thing.
I thought Minim was sad. I guess not.
There's a cheering Pokemon and a cheering Pokemon.
Oh, they're both cheering
they're
Pokemon?
They're both cheering Pokemon. Okay, maybe here's the problem I have with this.
All right.
The name?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
The concept of it? Awesome.
Yeah.
Why do you try to just recycle a Pikachu?
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know what would have been cool with this? If a Plusle was like a male or female and then a Minim was a male or female only.
Yeah.
And then you had to have a positive negative charge.
But they would never but I guess they would yeah, that would draw them together, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was looking up to see if that was a thing and it's not. They're both 50% chance for each. That'd be a cool concept. I like these two. So these are two of my favorite electric in the game. I think I would take one. And I usually went with a Plusle.
I mean, put on the list then.
I don't know if it would be in my final party, though. I'm trying to remember like what my final party was. Probably not, but...
It's like you were... They did all the thought and stuff, but then I feel like
come
the designs
on.
Are... It's that lazy Pikachu, design, man. It's literally Pikachu.
Yeah. All
it's right. Not even like they didn't have those type of ears on something else. Or
right.
Like, you know, it's...
Right. I like the tails, though. Those were always my favorite.
Yeah, like...
A little plus and a minus.
Make it a... I don't know. Cyclops. Or something.
Cyclops.
I don't know. Like, just do
something
different.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. All right. What's next?
Are you putting one on?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right. Volbeat.
It's
a
firefly. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. Volbeat's terrible.
Sure.
God, look at it. The worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
It looks like a Karen.
Is this a male? So this is a male-female type thing?
I don't.
Yeah, it looks like it. Because then.
Volbeat and.
It Illumise is 100% female.
I don't think you're putting enough T's in there, but yeah. Illumise.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it's a male-female thing.
Right. Yeah.
Either way, terrible.
Yeah.
Just bugs. And so many bugs. More bugs than I remember. Seems like every other one's a bug.
Yeah.
They were Gen 3. They were like, we'll get them to like bugs this time, guys. All right, we're saying no on both. All right, what's the next one you have?
Roselia. Which apparently new.
Roselia. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, this is a no from me. Again.
So Roselia, the way I understand this for the evolution chart is Roselia was a standalone in Generation 3.
Yeah.
And then Budu was created after the fact.
Correct.
And then Rose, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just Roselia.
Fine design.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what it is even that I don't necessarily like about this, but it's just a no for me.
Yeah.
It's a no for me.
I feel like, I don't know why you need the blue. Give me two.
Two reds.
Rose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What is a blue flower?
Blue flower?
Yeah.
Is
there a blue rose? I don't think so.
Oh, I'm sure they
really?
I'm sure they have something
created in a lab.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one? Gulpin?
Yeah.
Gulpin.
Gulpin.
Fucking idiot. Look at this guy.
Dude, that's some.
Look at the kissy face.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Absolutely not for me, but.
Tell you what, man, I am no fan of Grimer and Muk.
Yeah,
but Grimer and Muk,
way better.
But you see how it's literally like one to one. Like they took the Pokedex. And
they always
like,
do right, that.
Yeah,
because you hit it out of the park
Even
in the
poison.
First generation.
Yeah,
you know. So you have Gulpin and Swalot. You need, for these ones, you got to make their mouths bigger or something. You know,
that is literally like. Let's just take Grimer and Muk and like change
and put a mustache on him.
Yeah, but like in a weird, like it's less character. Like it's, I don't know.
It's not all good.
Nope.
It's not good. So, all right. No on both of those. Next up is Carvana.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Carvana?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. You're asking
It's like Piranha.
Yeah.
Carvana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a badass. Yeah. 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 Water Dark, savage Pokemon. I mean, this dude.
Is there a. Okay, so he does turn
but
into.
But he turns into Sharpedo, and I don't like Sharpedo.
Neither do I.
Right? Like, he's just a shark. They could have just left it at Carvana. And also, how does a piranha turn into a shark? You know what I mean? I just don't like that.
But that's a cool design.
Carvana?
Yeah.
Yeah, add him up to the list?
Yeah. I feel like we haven't added a ton to the list. But that's a cool one.
We have 5 right now.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah, me too. Water Dark's cool. But yeah, Sharpedo is just not my favorite. I wish they would have stopped at the first one.
Yep.
A lot of the time, I like the evolutions more, but in this circumstance, definitely not.
Yeah.
All right, Wailmer.
No,
I hate this guy. I hate this guy with his teeth. Look at that. That's like a school picture.
But it's a whale. It's a whale.
But the evolution's better.
Right.
Whale Lord. He's huge.
Dude,
he's so big.
Design-wise, though.
He's a blimp.
Design-wise, why is that line in his stomach where it's like they just took the Wailmer and they just added another one in his ass? And it was like, here you go. Here's two of them together.
It made an extension on his house, man. Like, you know what I mean?
That's literally what it is.
He's 877 pounds.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's cool.
Which is awesome. But I don't know. I know David loves Wailord.
Why?
I don't know. He just loves it because he's huge.
Yeah.
But it's just a whale.
How big is a Snorlax? What's the weight of a Snorlax?
600 pounds.
600? Okay.
I don't know. I'm making that up. Yeah.
I can, we'll do a quick check.
Okay.
Search Snorlax. Boop. He is 1,014 pounds. So Snorlax is heavier than a whale.
That's why he's top 5, man. Snorlax is immovable. God, he's dense too, because he's not bigger than a Whale Lord.
He is 6'11", and this guy is 47 feet.
47 meters. 47 meters.
No, he's 47 feet.
Oh, 47 feet.
7 inches.
14 meters. 14 meters.
Yeah. So this is 2.1 meters.
14 meters.
And weighs 200 pounds more. This is some Pokemon BS.
Yeah. No, no. Snorlax is that guy.
Well, no, it's the same thing with like, Charizard. Isn't Charizard like 2 meters? Yeah, Charizard's smaller than a Snorlax. Charizard is 5'7".
Yeah, Charizard was never tall.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's the when you think of these things. Yeah. It's like you have a, it's like a little baby dragon. Anyway, all right.
He's shorter than me, yeah.
Yeah.
But when he flies in the air and throws a fireball at your face, it's a little different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You start to not care as much. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, anyways. So we had Whale War. Yeah. Numel?
Numel?
No.
Oh, Numel.
Look at this guy. He's a nerd. He's got like the glasses on.
Oh, man.
I like his evolution.
I don't know why I thought of him as a giraffe over a camel.
That's a interesting take.
Yeah.
It's
like a pre-giraffe. Like, how cool. Like, this is a start of a giraffe. And then his evolution, his neck, like, it's the same Pokemon.
Yeah.
His neck just grows. Mm. And I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
But I guess he turns into a camel.
Yeah.
Which. What is that? Like
camel
volcanoes?
Rupt.
Yeah, volcanoes.
Yeah, look at Mega.
That.
It is a volcano.
Yeah.
It explodes.
That's a cool. Tell you what, that's a cool design.
I wish the Mega was a third evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish
they
would have done something.
Yeah.
Like, keep the color palette in the first one. Like, that's always a sticking point with me is like,
right.
Nothing here in the Numel carries
present.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
I guess the rings around his eyes move to his body and change color, but that's like a stretch,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm not. Fire Ground's cool, but yeah,
never had
these guys.
Yeah, all right.
Slugma,
I have Torkoal.
Oh, is Slugma Gen 1?
I guess
I think he is. Yeah. Torkoal.
It's not Gen 1, but he'd be Gen 2.
You
have to look at the number. I don't know.
Torkoal.
Torkoal looks cool.
Torkoal is cool.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know why I never had him either. I remember though. There's like a volcano area, and that's where he hangs out.
Tell you what, man. So again, going back to Gen 1,
yeah.
This would be Magmar's replacement.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Sure.
I like Torkoal.
You want him on the list?
Kinda.
All right. He's the coal Pokemon.
The coal Pokemon. Yeah.
Torkoal.
I like him.
All right.
That's a cool
design.
He's
got the steam coming out. He's got the shell. And he's a standalone. I like the standalones.
Yeah, they don't have to.
You don't have to be an evolution, exactly.
This might be my favorite name coming up.
Which one we have next?
Spoink.
Because I'm seeing Grimer and... Okay, Spoink.
Yeah.
This fucking guy belongs on a playground. Oh, my God.
Oh, I kind of like Spoink.
Spoink's a great name. He just looks so stupid, though.
But... All right, well, let's keep going with the evolution. I want to see how what this gets into.
He is a bounce Pokemon.
Yeah.
Does he evolve?
Yeah.
He does, really?
To Grumpig.
God, I need to stop clicking on these things because it takes me back to the...
I think you're better off clicking into the Pokemon and then just using the nav on the top.
Good call. Spoink, Grumpig.
Grumpig, not a fan.
No.
Spoink...
You really want Spoink on there?
All right,
I'll put his name down. Spoink. I think you're getting caught up in the name.
I'm getting caught up in the name, and I think that's a fine design.
It's so dumb.
It's
I don't get it.
Pigs have curly tails.
Yep.
They added a little ball at the top for just intrigue.
Okay.
It's a psychic ball. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a psychic ball, yeah. How did you get Grumpig out of that?
Yeah, Grumpig was, again, an
really
intern was
it.
Like, the intern got a stack of things that were like, I don't know, make an evolution. Like, all right, Grumpig.
I need X amount of evolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoinks.
Okay, I put Spoink on the list. I don't know how you're going to have to really get me there.
No, but that's going to be an easy... We'll talk about it.
All right.
All right.
We have Sandshrew next.
No, that's from Gen 1, so it'd be Spinda would be next.
I love Sandshrew.
Sandshrew's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, Spinda.
Do not like Spinda.
I don't like Spinda either.
That's standalone, too. Oh,
standalone, yeah.
Nope.
I thought he turned into a big bear or something. I guess not. Yeah, he's a spot panda. He has no evolutions.
Man, that's a... Talk about ruining the panda. Like, why are the ears that big? Like, even if you gave him eyes... Put the ears to, I don't know, panda ears.
Yep.
Instead of trying to, you know, invoke that Pikachu silhouette.
Yep.
You could do something there.
Exactly. Exactly right. I don't get it.
All right. Well.
All right. Next up, you have Skarmory.
Trapinch.
Where's Skarmory from?
I don't know. You have to show me what it looks like. What's the number?
Steel.
Steel.
The numbers are all just.
Yeah, but when you click into them, like, what's the.
Oh.
It should give you, like, a
number.
Like, national.
Oh, Gen 2.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. All right. We have Trap Pinch. I love these. This evolution here is one of my favorites. This tree.
I'm looking at the evolution. And
you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Because spoilers, Flygon is rad. Flygon was in my final party for sure. But yeah. Starts off as a little Trap Pinch. The color scheme just wildly changes into Vibrava.
Yeah.
And then you get Flygon. Now I can see Vibrava into Flygon.
Yeah.
More.
I'm fine with that one.
But Flygon is so sick. He's got the goggles over his eyes.
Oh yeah.
For the sand stuff. So he protects his eyes. He is so cool.
Yeah, put him on.
Because he's ground.
That's cool.
Ground dragon.
I dig it.
Yeah, dude.
Trap Pinch.
Trap Pinch is cute. But
That should have been a two stage.
Yeah, he's a little out of place. But Flygon is like the real moneymaker. Like, that's... I love Flygon. The goggles, I think, are so cool. Like,
it's no Spoink, but...
Yeah. Uh-huh. True. Okay, which one do you have next?
Cacnea.
Cacnea. Yep. Okay.
The cactus Pokemon.
I hate this guy. I think he looks so dumb. Look at him.
He's a better than the evolution.
Like, you're not the slow king. You know what I mean? Like, put the crown off. Take it off. There's one king.
there's one king.
And he's slow.
When he grows up, he loses his own pace. The crown.
Yeah, because
Cacturne.
And Cacturne just looks like a scarecrow.
Yeah.
He is a scarecrow Pokemon. Jinx. But it just looks dumb. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I have
Swablu
next.
Okay.
Kind of cute. I like the cloud wings. You know, I think that's kind of clever.
I like the evolution.
Altaria?
Yeah. So it goes normal flying and then turns into dragon flying. But you have the beak still.
Ooh.
Like, it's not suddenly like they change the...
Yeah. And the clouds come in.
Yeah.
The cotton, I guess it's cotton, comes in and...
Yeah,
I do like that.
That might be my...
Dude, look at Mega, though.
Second or first favorite. Even the Mega one, I can get behind.
No, it's very consistent. Very consistent.
I might want to put Altaria on the list.
Altaria? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm down.
Unless you like Swablu better.
Is it Altaria?
Altaria? Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Altaria. No, I like Altaria. I don't think I ever had Altaria in my party for some reason, but I love dragons, so I don't know why I didn't.
Wonder if it's like a certain game has it.
No, this isn't the original. The Mega is in Alpha Sapphire or whatever. Mm. Alpha Omega Ruby. And Pokemon Go. Hashtag ad. okay. So Altaria.
Yeah.
Okay, next is Zangoose.
Yeah.
This
seems like someone you'd like.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Again, I don't think I had him in my party, though, if that's surprising to you. He does have that little bit of edge, though. He has some main character vibes to him.
Yeah, it's like a guy from Kiss, but he's just a normal type. Like, it seems...
He is. He should have,
he's a cat ferret.
He should have a different type, maybe. He looks more important than a normal type.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a fighting, I don't know, something. But,
it's like they should have taken him and put him in, what was the one that changed from, the sloth to the slacking. It's like, throw him in there for some
Slack
reason.
Slack off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to put him on.
No.
But I think he's all right.
There's something there.
Yeah.
Here's your Ekans.
Sviper.
Yeah. Too much going on.
Yeah, too much going on with the name. Ekans is just better. I mean,
yeah.
You just added fangs and a little more colorful.
Yeah.
I kind of like the knife tail, though.
Sure.
I don't remember that. There's something there where he could just go poison. So it's... not really my guy.
A fang snake. It's not enough that it's just a snake Pokemon. Because
they already have the
snake
Pokemon. Yeah. He's a fang snake Pokemon. Tyler, obviously.
I didn't know you could have...
snakes don't have fangs.
You can't have multiple
fang
snakes.
Okay. All right, do you have Lunatone next?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate this. Any of these like rock like balls that float there, I never
like
them.
Honestly, I like the nose one more than this.
Nose pass?
Yeah.
I just hate all of them. It's just like floating weird. I like the ones that are like more animal.
Yeah.
Related. No, I'm you know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's just preference for me. So it's just a moon. I don't know.
Oh, and then I get it. So there was the moon, and then the Sol Rock is the sun. Exactly. Yeah. That's look.
I like Sol Rock better.
I'll
tell you that.
And I like the concept. Whenever they have clever concepts, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense.
No, I'm with you.
But
it's not top five for me, but I agree. I will tip.
Are they both meteorite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I will tip the cap there. Okay. I don't think it's an evolution either. I think it's like, yeah, it's not an evolution. It's just two
different ones. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Okay. Barboach is next.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's a catfish.
Yeah. Let's see what he evolves into. Whisk.
Whiskash.
he's pretty.
He's a dummy. No for me, but
yeah,
it's funny.
See, here's the thing. Like, what's that blue guy that you liked from Gen 2?
Quagsire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has some Quagsire vibes.
No, don't even derpy vibes. Compare this guy to Quagsire. Quagsire is a unit.
All right.
Quagsire is the man. Everyone gives you so much shit for that, too. Quagsire is so funny. He's just a blue derp.
Explain to me how Corphish isn't just like...
Corphish.
It's just...
Oh, it's crabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same
thing. But worse. It's like a lobster.
It's a lobster instead of a crab.
Ruffian Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Crawdont.
Crawdont.
A lot going on there. I think you take the star away.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's too much.
But it's interesting.
And then you have the blue. Was there any blue in the first one?
I don't know.
Also, how is this the rogue Pokemon? Like, does any of this scream dark to you?
No.
Not for me.
Well, maybe the dark circles under his eyes. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but the gold star totally takes away from it.
Get the gold star out, get the blue out, and I think that would be a cooler model than Kingler.
Yeah, put like black instead of blue, and then give him a hood.
Yeah.
And a dagger. You know what I mean? And now we're talking. Like one of his claws is just a
rogue
dagger. Yeah. All right, Baltoy.
Yeah.
Nah. Absolutely hate this. He's a top.
Yeah.
But he's not even a Hitmon top. He's just a top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it evolves.
Is it Hitmon top? Is that the fighting guy?
No, it'd be Champ and Lee.
And maybe Hitmon Lee.
Maybe there is a Hitmon top. Is like
there's a top one.
Is that like a pre Gen 2? Like it's like what they evolve
into. No,
Hitmon
it's
Lee.
A different one. It's just the same kind of guy, but it's just a top. He was the worst. He would sit on his head and spin and kick.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. But this guy's worse than that. He's just a top.
Yeah. I don't like it.
All right, Claydol.
Claydol? That's what he grows into.
It's
blows my mind.
Disturbing.
This is disturbing. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Disturbing. All right, next.
All right.
Lil Peep.
Lil Leap.
Yeah,
I had another P in there.
Oh, I did add a P in there. Maybe I'm dyslexic.
This is weird, too. It's like... Why are you surrounded by like?
Where's
eight
the rock
dicks?
Come from?
Oh, well, all right. No, let's do yours first.
Wait a second. Where's the rock come from? Does any of this? It's a chalice.
Well, all the petals get really hard.
It looks like a shrimp cocktail. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
No, look, Chelsea. Chelsea's here.
Oh, God.
Come look at this.
Oh,
is this not
Lord.
Eight dicks surrounding a? Like that's. It's not good. Let's see what he.
Yeah, the color palette.
Maybe
does
the color
not
palette
here either. It really
does. What?
No, they keep it. Hey, you talk about consistency though. The dicks stay.
No, they lose one. Where's the eighth dick?
What do you mean? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You just can't see it. It's cut off.
You sure?
Yeah, it's behind his head.
Okay, well, don't say cut off when we're talking about like that
circumcised.
Oh, okay.
No, see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then it's just behind his head.
All right, sure.
I just think it's the angle.
I hope so.
I kind of like, you take the dicks away, and it's actually kind of a cool, he's got like a helmet.
Sure, yeah, if you take the dicks away. Go to the additional artwork.
No.
Okay. Is that on what?
That shows you your eight. OnlyFans? So I'll give you the eight. No. Yeah. Okay. If you look on the additional
ROI. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you're right.
So now, consistent.
Yeah, look, I'm fine with the other artwork because like you don't get the sheen. I think it's the wet sheen on all of the...
can we move on next yet? Or... Anorith.
Anorith.
Less dicks.
Spiky dicks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like this. It's a fine... Look,
look at his eyes, man. Terrible.
Yeah, but as...
Take the eyes away and it'll be cool.
Here's the thing. Are those his eyes? Or are the red things his eyes? And no, those are like...
Those are his eyes.
Yeah, they're right. I like it. I think it's a cool design.
Old shrimp Pokemon.
Yeah, well...
And he's a bug. He's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know... He turns into Nidoqueen?
Armaldo?
Yeah.
Armaldo?
Turns into... It looks like Nidoqueen.
Wow. Yeah.
With a lot
more going on. You do keep like the fence posts...
I typed up Nidoqueen just to like see it. And yeah. It's like, it just look like it's like a classic, simplistic. It's just like, these are what they look like. And you go back to the other one and it's like, oh, add all these other things. Yeah. And here's all this other stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Just keep it simple. And you get these classic designs that are just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know part of it's nostalgia. I'm not, but they do too much.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. Next.
I want to go on the record saying, I think Anorith is fine. I'm actually okay with it.
Which one?
The Anorith. Anorith
is fine.
Yeah, I think it's a fine design.
Nah, I don't like it. Maybe I mean it's a fine design. I just don't
change the legs a little bit.
Change the eyes. The eyes kill me here.
Ah, see, I like the
eyes. Eyes are terrible.
Bug Pokemon are usually creepy. These are like cute little eyes.
It's not, but it's they're on the side of his head.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I don't like it. But they're also sticking out. They have like a post.
Yeah.
No. All right. Nah, I can't. All right, Feebas.
Feebas.
No, yeah, horrific. Fish Pokemon.
Just fish Pokemon.
Horrific. It looks like SpongeBob when he is out of water.
I mean, this is your Magikarp Gyarados.
Yeah, but it's worse.
Yes.
Milotic.
Cool design, but it's like...
I remember this one.
Yeah, it's Gyarados mixed with some...
Actually, I like this better than Gyarados.
What?
Yeah.
No. All right, yeah. I'm bringing up Gyarados for the people at home.
Yeah. Gyarados is overrated, dude.
How do you spell Gyarados?
G.
Gary? No.
Gara.
G-Y? Gara. Dose? Is that not a... Oh, wait, hold on. G-Y.
That's what I said. Didn't I say G-Y?
I'm sorry. G-Y. There we go. Gyarados is...
He's
cool
beast.
Looking. Yeah, he's cool looking. Especially when you look at Mega Gyarados.
He's a little overrated. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
He's a dragon that can't fly.
Yeah. But he can fly sometimes, right?
I don't know.
Or no, I'm thinking of Charizard. Ah, whatever.
Charizard's the best.
You want Melodic on the list?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's cool.
I think I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this one. It's just like a very slick design.
I just don't know how Feebas turns into that. But I guess the same thing with Magikarp and whatever.
It's like the ugly duckling turns into the beautiful swan.
Well, let's talk about cast form.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you level it up with max beauty or something. I think that's like the
max
point of
beauty.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
You know what I mean?
I
like
you.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Cast form, you said?
Yeah. Looks like he could use one of those petals from
the
other guy.
Oh, this is the, he turns. So depending on the condition, he changes into different forms. Like if it's raining, he'll turn into the rainy form.
Cast form does not evolve though.
No, but it
oh,
you,
I see.
There's different conditions in Gen 3. Yeah, like you can make it rain and then he'll turn into a little water drop.
See, that's cool though.
Like, no, this is
rainy
a cool
form,
one.
Snowy form.
Yeah, you find this guy at like a weather station or something, if I remember correctly.
But again,
like
this is your Eevee.
Eevee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like it has
it's a little different.
It's different. It's same
because
concept,
it's,
though.
It's
like
fluid.
You have the
like
one
you go
Pokemon
back.
Oh, so he always goes back.
Yeah,
to
he's not permanent.
Form.
It's like a...
Oh, that's,
yeah,
that's cool.
He changes
that's
depending
cool.
on the thing.
It's a good idea.
It doesn't evolve. It's just a trans...
Is that a top five? Just for cleverness? Or?
It is clever. I mean, we can put it on. We don't have a ton on.
Nah. I don't know if I would fight for him more than any of the other ones.
All right. Kecleon? Kecleon? Oh, God.
Look, man, if I'm going to vote for one of these guys, I would have done Trico or whatever from the very first thing.
Trico is way better.
And that's saying something.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Shup it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, ghost. Again, the ghost just never. This is your like Gengar and stuff, you know, Ghastly.
Yeah,
because look at the next one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
This is worse.
This is the ripoff Gengar.
Bennett, Shuppet. I can get behind. I can be like, okay, I could.
I do like the zipper teeth though.
I could see it. The zipper teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. But. Again, it's like you're just never going to beat Gen 1.
No.
You know what I mean? You're trying. This is like your, oh, here's the ghost, and here's the ghost that turns into the Gengar thingy. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't that exactly what they're going for? The same 100% style?
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay. Duskull?
I like Duskull.
Yeah, this is cool. I think this is a popular one. And then you go to Dusclops, which is interesting. So you have Duskull.
I think I like Duskull more. Dusclops looks like a mummy almost.
Yeah. Is there another form to this?
You want me to throw out something crazy?
Yeah.
I think Duskull is a cooler design than Ghastly.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Ghastly.
Neither am I.
You want to put Duskull on?
Let me look at his final form here.
Dusclops. Yeah, the other one is like down the line. Gen. Yeah.
You put Duskull on.
Duskull?
It's okay.
A little ghost representation.
A Requiem Pokemon. I like it.
Okay. Dusclops, and then we get to...
Tropius.
I was going to say Tropius, but Tropius makes more sense.
Maybe.
Tropical,
yeah.
Got a banana earring.
He's a grass flying.
Wow, I do not remember that at all. Huh. He's also the fruit Pokemon. That's hilarious.
Doesn't evolve. Kind of hangs out.
Yeah, he's a Brontosaurus.
I like the bananas hanging from his chin.
Is it his chin?
It looks like it. Let me get an earring.
It is his chin. That's hilarious. Like
yeah,
he has a banana beard.
That's pretty cool. It's kind of weird. Like
it is.
Here's the thing with this. That's Was it Lapis?
The water one?
Yeah. Lapras.
Lapras, yeah. Water, ice. I love Lapras.
Lapras looks... Oh, man. Dude, here's the thing. And I know I keep harping on this.
Yeah.
I click on Lapras. I pull up that artwork. And it's like... Here, let me see if I can... I can't show you. But I click on Lapras. I pull up the artwork. And it's like classic. And he's like looking behind his back, giving like a little smirk. Right?
Yeah.
And then you go back to the other guy, and it's just not...
He's like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like there's no... It's not like a character. Like, Gen 1, every character just had attitude.
Yeah. Personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tropius. I don't know. I was into Tropius until I saw Lapras, and I'm like...
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, Gen 1 is the best. I mean, I'm not arguing with that.
All right.
Okay.
What is... What?
What is this one? Chime... He's a chime, right?
Wind chime Pokemon.
Chimecho.
Hey, points for not making it Pikachu.
Yeah. That's about the only points going on here.
Yeah.
I don't like this one.
No. They have a pre-evolution and I guess next gen, but that's fine.
Ooh. Absol.
Absol.
That's kind of cool.
Let's see what Mega Absol looks like. Also, that is pretty anime right there.
It gets a bat wing.
What is that? Is that from a... Man, that's just by itself.
Yeah, I don't remember this one.
A disaster.
And again,
Pokemon.
I'm just, you know, not doing myself any favors.
Dude, if there was an Edgelord Pokemon...
Man, Absol is cool, and I don't remember where you get this one. I don't know, man. I'm digging the design, though.
Yeah.
I'm digging the design a lot.
That's a very John Perez Pokemon.
Yeah. So especially Mega Ups. get an angel wing, a bat wing, hair over the eye.
There's a lot of duality there. But it works.
I like the scythe on the side of the head.
Yeah. Well, that's your devil horn. You have like your It works. It's weird.
Yeah. It's trying to be like a Gen 1 legendary dog, I think, though.
Something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like
Embryon, or what's his name? Embryon?
Well, that's from, like, that's like an Eevee.
Oh, yeah, that's Eevee. Yeah. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of...
This looks like a lot like Eevee, though. Like,
a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Absol. Put Absol on.
Why not?
Why not? All right. Oh, I thought you were saying why?
Yeah, why not?
And this is one of those other examples of a Wobbuffet pre-evolution.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Wobbuffet's way better. We didn't need this. We didn't need this.
Sure. Snorunt. Is this gonna be a Snorlax start? No.
Nope. Okay. This guy. Yeah. Okay. This is ice.
What?
Yeah. I remember. Snorunt. He's a snow hat Pokemon, if you were wondering. I don't like this guy.
He goes to Glalie or Frostless. He's a Dawnstone.
I think it's just in Gen 3, it's just Glalie.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy shit, Mega Glalie. The heck?
Is there a Mega Glalie?
There is a Mega Glalie, and he's weird.
I don't hate it. But
we're not counting the Mega. Glalie, nah. I'm not a big fan of the Glalie.
I'd be into Glalie if it didn't have the teeth, man.
Like, I think you're right. It would be more bad. If he was just the teeth look dumb. I agree.
I wonder if you even took one of those horns and put it out as like a nose thing, where it's just like kind of like a spike ball thing. If you had
no,
to have
I like
there.
The no teeth, just those eyes peering at you. I'd like that.
Yeah,
I'd like that. And then maybe cover that up. Maybe give him a mask with a little design.
Yeah.
Like a face mask. Like a football player helmet or something. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know. Anyways, it's a no from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Spiel.
I like Spiel.
Yeah.
That's cute. Better than Seal.
Yeah.
Oh, cute. Man.
Cute.
Hold on. I'm going to go back to just because I got to
my
words real
double
quick.
Double check. Can the audience see when you're looking at
it? It should.
Up?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. What is it? Seal?
Gen 1?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seal? Sealy? Seal? Just look up Seal Pokemon.
All right. Gen 1.
Spiel is the clap Pokemon. How does that make sense? I don't even think this thing can clap. It's so fat.
Oh, S-E-E-L. Oh, man, yeah.
Let me see.
Spiel is Spiel's better.
You think Spiel's better?
Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Spiel's better.
Yeah, Spiel is better.
All right, hey,
it's
look,
just a ball, man. So
that
cute.
You should, there should be something to say like, hey, we redid
upgraded.
The Seal,
yeah.
And this is just
Spiel. All right, better. You want Spiel? Well, let's see the evolution.
I don't think you beat Spiel.
No, you don't beat Spiel. Yeah,
although
Sealeo is pretty good with the stash.
Yeah,
man, I forget this. I remember these ones, but I never had them.
I don't like that you go from a Seal to a Walrus.
Yeah.
So
you lose
me
at Walrein.
Get rid of Walrein, and then you got a great duo evolution.
Sealeo and I like
Spiel.
Spiel better.
Yeah.
All right. Spiel. What's going on?
Spiel's
so adorable.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
You're right, though. I think that's a good indication, like you improved on the OG.
Yeah.
Like that's a good design.
But it's crazy because we did the Seal one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, what's next? Clamperl? Oh, you mean like Cloyster and whatever?
Yeah.
Like sure. This looks weird.
Clamperl. I never liked Cloyster or anything, so
I never liked
these ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is fine. I don't think it doesn't look like a Pokemon to me, honestly. Like it looks weird, but
it does look weird.
If you look at the evolutions, which I guess Huntail,
I don't think those are in Gen 3.
They should be.
Oh, it is. I don't remember these.
Gorbis
ones. Oh, Huntail.
Okay. I don't.
Huntail is weird.
Yeah, I don't like these.
Also, how do you get from an oyster to that or a clam?
Nothing makes sense.
And then
it makes no sense.
And then Gorbis.
Why look at Gorbis's bra?
Like, why? Like, who puts that on?
They had a lot of interns, Tyler. Why does a
Does a South Sea Pokemon need a bra? Okay, what's next?
I have Relicanth. The longevity Pokemon.
Just by himself. Just kind of.
Yeah, again, it's like one of these rock fish, and it's like.
Yeah. I like the idea if it's longevity Pokemon, where he just kind of does his thing.
He does look old. Yeah. They do convey that well. I don't know why he has a red spot. Maybe just another indication that he's old.
Dude, he's been pulled out of the sea so many times and marked for the wild and then thrown back in. That's probably what it is. Someone just tagged him.
Yikes. He's so old.
He just doesn't care.
Nah, he doesn't care.
Doesn't need to be on this list. He doesn't care about it.
He doesn't need validation.
It's like the mushroom one.
He's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Love Disc. I hate this one with a passion.
That's also something that oh man, that mouth does not. Nope.
Okay.
What? Explain to me why it's a rendezvous Pokemon. Like what? What's the?
I don't know. So just a heart.
Room 69. Here's my hotel key.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, moving on.
Next. Bagon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this family too. This is a good one.
Bagon. Let's see what Shelgon looks like.
Bagon, you get the Shelgon as like a soccer ball. So he kind of goes into his shell. So his head transforms into a shell. He's cooking, right?
Yeah.
He's cooking in there. Salamence. And then you get Salamence, which is the boy.
I'm into this. Yeah. I just don't know why
this
Shelgon doesn't have the blue. Like, why does Shelgon go gray?
Because the blue's inside him.
Yeah, but he still has his feet and stuff.
But those aren't really his feet.
Oh, okay. I don't know. No, but do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Take his feet.
Feet should be
blue. Keep the two toes.
Yeah.
And then you have a perfect evolution.
Yeah.
Even if you want to have your toes fused together and then have the spike shoot up for that third evolution, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's almost there.
It just bugs
me because I love the idea that his skull basically cocoons him.
Yes.
And then he bursts through
his wings.
Cool. I'm into that.
I do like this one, but I think you're right. Just a little color switch would go a long way.
So close. I wonder if additional artwork, if they have
color swap.
Same thing.
Yeah. I love
Salamence. Even if you scroll down to the evolution chart,
yeah,
change that to blue, yeah. and you're in.
Yeah. I think Flygon's better.
To be fair, the other thing I would do is probably keep it to red. I understand like you could maybe change color from yellow to red. That's harder for me to go with too, but
yeah.
Anyway. All right. Any of these you care about?
I like Salamence.
You see Mega Salamence?
Yeah, he's a flying saucer.
Yeah.
Right. Strap, he has a harness. That is wild. I like Flygon better, I'm just gonna be honest. So
Flygon?
Oh, yeah.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Right. Next we have Beldum.
It's one of these things again, man.
It's one of these.
What is this? It's like a security camera.
Oh, okay. This one starts awful.
Iron
but
Mel.
Metagross is sick.
All right, so Beldum.
Yeah, and then you get Metang.
Which that's actually a cool design, but yeah. Get rid of that nose.
First of all, just scratch Beldum. That is such a dumb flying security camera. Yeah, get rid of the nose, exactly.
Or you do is you take that nose.
Yep.
You put lines in it. So it's like a point, right?
Yeah.
So it's four sides sticking out like a spike.
Okay.
And then when it goes to Metagross, you change that X on his face to pointed. So it's like his nose was straight and then it splits into four and just blows open. And that's what happens with his nose.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be interesting.
I like it. It's fine. And honestly,
what
like,
I don't understand is they were floating the whole time and then he gets legs.
Yeah.
It seems like a step back. You know what I mean? I do like Metagross, though. He was a beast.
Beldum, on the surface, I'm not a fan of. However, when you look at the evolution, this is one of the cleanest evolutions.
Yeah.
Like, from a color palette, from the different items and stuff.
I'm a big fan of consistent.
That. Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Which one's your favorite?
Probably Metagross is the coolest looking one.
Metagross is sick. Adam?
I'm not going to fight for him, but if you like him, then...
I do remember he was really good, too. Steel Psychic.
Iron Leg Pokemon.
Was a deadly combo.
So he's the Iron Leg. What's the other one? Iron Claw, and then Iron Ball. we're 12. All right.
Yep. Metagross. All right, I'll add Metagross.
Regirock. Oh, man. All right. For the people that are watching this video, I'm just going to go ahead and type in Geodude. you look at Geodude.
Yeah.
Attitude, everything, right? So you have him, you have his fist. He's like, bring it on. And then you go to Regirock. This derpy, like...
Doesn't even have a face.
Even his eyes. His name's Regirock. Why do you have an H on your face? At least make an R or something. I don't know. Like, why do you need seven dots on your face like that?
I don't know.
Like, that's
symmetry.
A weird... Yeah.
Symmetry.
Whatever. I don't care about that.
Nope.
Does it get better?
It's not an evolution.
Oh, it's the different... I see what it is.
Regice.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember these two. Yeah, these are like the three birds equivalent. Like, they're not... legendary, but they're rarer. Maybe they are legendary, actually.
The birds were legendary. That was the whole thing of the first ones.
Okay. Well, then these are something.
I mean, the Registeel even is like, okay, but no.
I like Regice the best.
I guess. It looks more... I don't know.
It makes
just,
more
it's
sense
not
to me. He's
man.
A,
it's
he's
not
a crystal ice guy.
Yeah,
they're all kind of...
But it's just
whatever.
Like they just put things together. Like, I don't see how his arms connect or his legs connect or how he could move or whatever.
Actually, you know, saying that, I think maybe Registeel is probably the best.
I can at least wrap my head around it, like the motion of it and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Now we get to Latias. Love Latias.
This is the female version?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have Latias and Latios.
See what Latios looks like.
I think I like Latias better.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
Latios is very like, if you would have talked to 12-year-old Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, I want the hardcore
Latias,
whatever.
Just easy going, man.
Yeah.
These were a nightmare to catch, by the way, because they were like random chance anywhere in the
catch
world.
Catch rate 3. 0.4% chance to catch it with a Pokeball at full HP.
And they always run away. They don't even fight you. They run away.
But the friendship is higher than normal.
So you have to use your Master Ball on these.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's so brutal.
I like it.
Yeah, I would put Latias on the list.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, we're getting quite a bit, so Latias... Okay, Latias. All right, now we get to the big boys. Kyogre. This guy's a beast. This guy's a beast.
I was not expecting that at all.
Beast.
Do you like him?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
He carried. Right. Absolutely carried. This is the Sapphire Legendary. He's just a big whale beast.
I know we were on the legendaries. Okay.
Yeah, these are the legendaries.
I mean, he's 776 pounds at only 4.5 meters.
Yeah.
So
he makes it rain every time he goes into battle. It's so awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you like him over. So how many legendaries are there too?
So it's Kyogre, Groudon.
Okay.
Who's the next one? And then Rayquaza's Emerald one. He's the dragon.
Ooh.
Rayquaza's a beast. Mega Rayquaza. Holy shit.
That actually looks pretty
crazy. Rayquaza definitely needs to go on.
Kyogre.
And I would put Kyogre as well, personally.
I like the primal Kyogre looking thing. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
Sea Basin.
Yeah.
Dude, he goes primal and he shoots up. He doubles in length, but only goes up 200 pounds. It's a lean double in
it's
length.
It's a lean.
Yeah.
Lean.
Groudon, I don't care as much.
Groudon's not.
Or Groudon.
I'd put Kyogre and Rayquaza.
You want both of those?
Yeah. We're getting a lot of people.
All right.
But those are just, that's the bread and butter, dude. Those two are super.
How do we know when we're done? Does the list stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're at the end. I mean, these are the legendaries.
All right.
Rayquaza.
Jirachi.
I thought Rayquaza was the last one, actually, but maybe I'm wrong.
This might be one of those, like, you know, like Togepi was something, or Mew is something, or different things like that.
I don't
that.
Remember these ones, though, at all.
Deoxys.
Maybe they were in there. Either way, I wasn't, I don't care about either
Let
of them.
Reset this. Now my...
I don't remember these. Oh. Yeah, I guess it is Generation 3. That's what it says. Yeah, and then Turtwig is Gen 4. Okay, so these two are the last ones. Jirachi and Deoxys.
Yeah, well, I'm stuck on Deoxys. Jirachi right now.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see if I go back. It lets me. Doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look like what?
It's timing out. It's timing out. The page is like, hey, we're not doing it.
Well, that's
the, it's these are the last two.
Yep.
All right. So Jirachi, how do you feel about?
No, I like I said, I don't really care about either of these right. two.
I just want to see what this looks like.
I didn't even remember them.
I just want to see what Deoxys looks like. Oh no.
Yeah. The DNA Pokemon.
Nope. I do not care.
I think this one was made in a lab or something, dude. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's a no for me.
So
it's a no for
generation
me.
Generation 3 Pokemon game screen. yeah. So the Ruby remakes and things like that, was that on Switch?
I don't know. I think that was before. I think it was on DS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense.
It was on the DS.
So they've never done these then on
Switch. No.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
I love Gen 3. I would love that on the Switch.
That'd be cool.
I might get a Switch for Christmas so next year I can actually participate in Nintendo games.
It's crazy you can get a Switch for the same price as an Xbox. That's another thing I think they're going to announce is the updated Xbox.
Yeah.
But...
All right, let's cut this down.
All right.
So we have 1, 2, 3.
Oh, man,
four,
yeah, I guess
five,
we got to...
All right,
I'm going to have to, I guess, use this site now. Let me see if
all
I
right, can. We have 16. We put a lot on here. Yeah. So I would go out to the...
Pokemon data, Pokedex. We are in Ruby,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
There we go. All right, I'm back.
You're back?
Yeah, the site was just not working for some reason,
gotcha.
So I got it back.
Gotcha,
all right,
gotcha. Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay, so we got 16. We got to come down to 5.
All right.
Okay.
Start listing them out.
So we have Blaziken.
Blaziken. All right.
We have Ludicolo.
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 Yeah.
Which all right. Is one of your way of yep. Swellow.
Yep.
We have Laron.
Okay.
Carvana.
Laron. Where's which one's
Laron? Laron's the steel one.
Steel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steel guy. Carvana. Okay. You
yep.
Have that one?
I need to, hold on. Let me see. Can I sort these by like alphabet? You don't have the numbers on these all, do you?
It just
that
shows me
been,
the Gen 3 numbers.
Helpful.
It's like, yeah, that would have been helpful.
That's not, I'm not.
Carvana is
you,
the fish.
The fish.
Yeah. The
oh, piranha, okay.
Dark
yeah.
fish. The dark
well,
fish.
It's the problem is because I'm looking at all these and they're like in
yeah.
with everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Torkoal.
I remember what that
Torkoal.
Is. Torkoal.
Yep. Spoink.
We can get rid of Spoink.
Okay. Excellent.
Sorry.
Flygon.
Yeah.
Altaria.
This is terrible for anyone watching this video. I wish I could.
Oh, really? You're just flying
through
them.
I'm trying to, and I
yeah,
I
wish we could have sorted them.
What's the other one? Tarion?
Altaria.
Oh, that's
the
cloud.
Last one.
Yeah. Okay.
One. Yep. And then we have Duskull.
Did you do Spheal yet?
That's coming up.
Okay.
Duskull, Absol, and then Spheal.
Yeah.
And then Metagross, Latias, Kyogre, Rayquaza.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot, and it's very tough for me because you're saying those names, and I don't know what they look like. All
right, so let's get rid of...
We can get rid of Spoink.
Get rid of Spoink.
Sorry, Spoink.
Let's get rid of Duskull, or do you really like him?
No, let me, just for people that are watching.
watching. Boop. Who probably already know this. Yeah, I'm fine with getting rid of Duskull.
Okay.
Sorry, Duskull.
Man, we gotta start cutting this back. I would get rid of Torkoal.
Torkoal.
Yeah.
You spell Torkoal. Boop. Oof. Yeah, that's fine. Sorry, Torkoal. He's already crying, but I know. That's fine. I just thought he was cool design.
Yeah, it was, but is it top five?
Yeah, that's fair. How many do we have so far?
How many do we have left?
Yeah.
13.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's knock out 8.
We
got to start cutting.
Is there anyone?
Ludicolo is a lock.
Okay. You want Ludicolo.
We got to put Ludicolo on. Are you saying Blaziken is your lock?
My lock is, I have so many locks. it's tragic. I think Blaziken is a lock. Me and that guy go way back. He's been there since the beginning. I have to.
Yep.
Have to.
Okay.
I can respect it.
So can I tell you the three that I like?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So for me.
Yep.
Where is it? Ludicolo.
Yep.
Because that guy is
He's locked.
Yeah.
You used your lock on him.
Okay. Well, hold on. You used your lock on him.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
So Ludicolo.
Yep.
I like, which one is the, they have Rhydon and Rhyhorn on here.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ludicolo.
Yep.
I like Sfeel.
Yeah, Sfeel's great.
and I like, where's the Rhydon equivalent that we put on? What's his name?
The Rhydon equivalent?
Yeah, the one that's like a Nidoking, Nidoran.
Is that Absol?
No, Absol's the, maybe. Absol. No, that's your Edgelord Pokemon.
That's right. I don't remember which one you're talking about.
I'll find it. It's Larian.
Oh, you like Larian?
I think it's cool. That would out of my three, that might be the one that I like. Say like, ah, okay, like.
So you like Sfeel, Larian, and which one?
And Ludicolo, but Ludicolo's on there. So
okay, I can get rid of Absol. I did think it was good design, but I don't think. They were my party.
Yeah, Absol's good.
I can get rid of Metagross. Metagross is cool, but not top five. Not top five.
Metagross? Oh, that's with the
X. Yeah. I will say I really want Flygon. I love Flygon, but here's the problem.
Problem is you're going to be fighting with yourself with
I'm
all your legendaries.
Fighting myself with all the legendaries. Yeah. I think you have to have Rayquaza.
Okay.
Like, you have to have Rayquaza. Oh, I don't want to get rid of Swellow, but I think it's what it's coming to. I can't.
Let me ask you this. Like, Altaria better than Swellow?
Not for me.
That's the blue cloud one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Altaria is great, but Swellow is just my boy. He's another one. You get him right away, and it's like he's there forever.
Yeah. That's fair.
But I would get rid of Laron, personally.
Wow.
I kind of think Sfeel's going to make a case.
Oh,
just
man.
Because.
Look.
Do you like Laron more than Sfeel?
They both are the same for me, right? Because they both take.
If you had to pick
previous Pokemon and make it better.
So we only have 5 slots.
I think.
Okay.
Laron is cool, but so was Nidoking and Nidoran and everything else.
Yeah.
Sfeel is just better, than Seal.
Yeah. I kind of like Sfeel being the dark horse that nobody agrees with.
do you think people agree with the... back. Do you think people agree with the...
Wait, can we get rid of Carvana?
Carvana.
The Piranha one? The dark...
Yeah, that's fine.
I do really like the design.
Let me bring it back up just for context.
Yeah, I do like the design quite a bit. But
cool design, but
not top
there's
five.
Not enough going on for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay, can we get rid of Latias?
Latias.
The girl.
Oh, Flyer. Yeah. That was more on you anyway.
Okay. I love Kyogre, but David's going to kill me because that's his favorite, but I would take Rayquaza over Kyogre.
I was not drawn to
Kyogre at all. I either of them, honestly.
Like, you don't like Rayquaza?
I would have taken your bug one.
What bug one?
Whatever the
Skizzer?
Sure. Whatever you cut in the beginning. What, you were back and forth, the one with the goggles?
Flygon,
yeah.
It's not a bug.
Okay, well,
it's a
whatever.
Dragon.
It looks like a
bug.
Get
the fuck out of here.
It's a green.
No, brain. Flygon needs to go on the list. You take Flygon over Rayquaza? Dude, Rayquaza's just so OP, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm so going by, like, looks.
I know you're
stuff,
going by looks. I'm just telling you that he 1v9s.
I'm thinking, here's the problem with, like...
Sveal. You're not feeling good about Sveal?
No, I like him.
Yeah.
But I really like the Swablu into Altaria.
Oh, so you like Altaria?
Over...
Because that wasn't one you listed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking at him... It just the
let me ask you this
the evolution
you had to,
just looked so good.
If you had to pick between Laron, Altaria, and Sveal, what would you choose?
I know you're gonna
because look, we have Ludicolo on there, right? I'm giving you,
do you
Ludicolo.
Like Ludicolo.
I do not like Ludicolo at all.
Let's take Ludicolo off.
Really?
It's
a very popular one. So
and he's goofy.
He's super goofy.
But when I'm looking at it from a design standpoint, which is, I guess, just what I'm gonna lean into,
but he did speak to you right away. That was the first one. You're like,
goofy.
This guy's on
right,
the list.
Let me go back.
You gotta look him up again. Recapture that magic.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So, like,
let me look at his evolution is bad. Like, his evolution is not good.
He's the third one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, his previous two are bad. So you're factoring in the evolution then.
I think it needs to be talked about, which is why. So, like, if I'm looking at him,
yep.
Ludicolo is super cool. Evolution not good.
Right.
If you're looking at Sveal, love the first one. Second one is I'm there, but you're turning him into a walrus.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
Right.
Altaria, perfect.
Yeah.
That is a perfect
start. Finish.
Yeah. Like that.
Those
that
are
is,
just two, right?
Clean. Yeah.
The bird with cloud wings, and then it turns into the
wraps
around her. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like the mega that even looks cool,
even
just
better,
more clouds,
but
and
that doesn't count.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm into that.
I agree that,
like,
that's a good
beaks there. You see how it grows into the thing.
Yes, color scheme consistent.
So I'm into that.
Okay,
and then the problem is the Laron.
Yep,
is it
Lair?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's also very clean.
Yes. Consistent. Awesome.
To me, it's
I like the
Altarian or Laron. Yeah, it's one of those two. Now, I could...
Over Ludicolo? can't get all three, Tyler.
No, I'm not saying... I don't want all three.
I'll maybe give you two of those. Four.
Do you have... So none of these would be on your list?
Ludicolo,
Laron,
like Altaria.
Altaria.
And I like Laron.
Okay.
I would choose those two out of the four.
Yeah.
I
like Sveal. I appreciate Sveal, but Sveal gets a little wonky as they evolve.
I just like the fact that, like, oh, who's your top five? And Sveal makes it, and everyone's like, what is wrong with you? It's like, dude, it's just a ball.
You think Altarion would be on people's top five?
I'm trying to remember what the... I don't know. I'm out of touch with the Pokemon community. I don't know what the consensus is on what the best Gen 3 are, but... I have to ask, like, I'll ask David after this. He's a big Gen 3 guy.
Is Sveal good? It's like,
no. I literally will tell him, like, dude, Sveal almost made it. He'd like, what are you talking about? The fact that Kyogre's not going to be on here, he's going to cry. He loves Kyogre. That Kyogre is his dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're already.
I'm looking at Lara.
Not looking good.
I don't know, man.
All right. I'll tell you this. For me, Flygon's going to be on the list. So I'm just putting him on the list.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
He's
and I like
one of my favorite.
Yeah, and Flygon has a cool design. I dig it.
His evolution tree is not the greatest, but once you get to Flygon, he's like a lock in my party every single time.
Yeah.
He's just fantastic.
Yeah, Trapinch is a weird one.
Trapinch is the worst. He's not the worst, but he's weird.
Yeah.
He definitely does not make sense.
Okay.
But I like it. He starts this little Trapinch, and he gets to this big dragon somehow, some way, through perseverance.
I'm just so, man, I don't know. Swablu Altaria is clean.
Yeah.
Like, it's so clean.
Yeah.
Valerian's pretty cool.
All right, we have three spots left. So we have Blaziken and Flygon. Ludicolo, I pulled off because you're hesitating.
I'm hesitating.
So we need three more. So I think you got to choose two out of your things. And
oh, if I'm choosing two, then it's Altaria and Laren.
Okay, Larian, okay, perfect. We'll do those two, and then I go with Rayquaza to round it out.
Does that work?
I like Swallow. Oh, I can't. I have to have Rayquaza on there. He's too good. He's too good. He literally just destroys everything. Yeah, that works for me. So we'll do Laren.
Yeah.
We'll do Altaria. And we'll do Rayquaza.
Okay.
Okay, now we just have to order them. Okay.
Man, Spiel is just...
I love Spiel, man.
I'm hitting back on it, and I hit Spiel.
But then you get to the evolution, and it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Flygon, I can forgive, because once you get to the third evolution, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck with a really good one, whereas the reverse is, like, you start with the best, and then it just gets worse.
Yeah.
And you're stuck with a stupid Walrus at the end.
But Ludicolo is also, like, you have something terrible.
And then you get to something
awesome.
And then
imagine as a kid, where I assume most kids are just reading their Pokédex ahead of time.
Sure.
But imagine playing the game, not knowing what's coming. And you go from Alombre to Ludicolo. You're like, oh my goodness, what a surprise.
Thank God.
What was he? The carefree Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just like,
you love those carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love good design more and good ideas more. And I think.
You respect the family tree.
Is it Lyron? So it's not Larian. So it's Lyron. So Lyron. Lyron. And Altaria.
What were we saying? Laren?
I kept saying Larian from Baldur's Gate.
Wow, yeah, you're putting an I in there. But Laren.
Laren, Lyron, whatever. L-A-I makes me think it's
Lair. L-A-I-R is Lair.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. That's how my brain uses
it. Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, okay, so Blaziken, Flygon, Laren, Altaria, Rayquaza.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think Lyron can
Lyron
go five.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he almost didn't make the cut. Yeah. Spiel was almost.
Spiel almost snuck in there. Okay.
Sneak in.
I like that. Whew. Now what?
Now what?
I know you're not big on Blaziken.
I am not big on Blaziken. If it was up to me, Blaziken would actually be five.
Yeah,
but I know you have a soft spot with Blaziken on yours.
That's my starter, dude.
Yeah.
If I could put it four, I guess.
Give Altaria a little three spot. Is that the compromise?
I was going to give Altaria two.
A two?
Yeah.
What? Are you throwing me a bone? Are you actually thinking
of a bone? Altaria is great. I like the design too.
Yeah. So what would you put? Like, you'd put Flygon as...
I put Flygon as one. I love Flygon, dude. He's the best.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's my boy, man.
So you would go Flygon, Altaria, Blaziken.
No, Blaziken would be four. Rayquaza would be three.
Oh, Rayquaza. Right.
Yeah, Rayquaza's got it. Okay. He has to place. I mean, he's the strongest Pokemon in the game.
My problem with legendary Pokemon...
Mm-hmm.
Is I find them boring.
Really?
Yeah, because they're always like these like dragon. Crazy. Yeah, but like Gyarados, I think looks cooler. Like a more thoughtful design or whatever. This is just like, hey, we just threw a bunch of stuff together.
Nah. You gotta see him in action.
Yeah, sure. he's a sky high Pokemon.
He is sky high.
Dragon and flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just owns.
Yeah. I look, it's a legendary Pokemon. I get it.
It is.
I get it.
Yeah, but like, can you beat Mewtwo?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mewtwo, like,
Mewtwo's a legendary Pokemon. So I get it.
The Mega, I'll give you the Mega looks kind of
Mega gets nuts. Kind of nuts, yeah.
But somehow the Mega one, at least, like, here's the thing I have with like Rayquaza, the Mega version of it at least looks more consistent, or it like ties together more. Mm-hmm. It seems like,
yeah.
Where with him, it's like, okay, you have like this one thing with like fins, and then you have these weird spikes coming out, and that like it, at least with the Mega one, it's like everything's just like sleeked back. Or slicked back. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so Rayquaza is 3. You're saying Blaziken 4.
Yeah, maybe I'll do Blaziken 3. we've just been through too much stuff.
Yeah.
And you really don't like Rayquaza that much, so. Okay, we can
do, like,
well, we can do Rayquaza 4.
I like Rayquaza more than Blaziken, I think. But
oh, really?
I just design-wise, I think. Like, Blaziken did nothing for me.
I love Blaziken.
Like Torchic all the way. If Torchic was on this list,
yeah, it's fair.
It might be too.
That's fair. Okay, we'll do Blaziken 4, Rayquaza 3, Altaria 2.
Wow.
Flygon 1.
Wow.
Dude, people are gonna be so mad.
That's I mean, I'm fine with it.
I love Flygon's sick. I don't even care, dude. He's like my favorite.
All right, so let me start typing these in.
Okay.
So, okay, 5 is
Lyron. However you want to say.
Bring that guy up. Congratulations, Lyron. All right. What's next?
4 is Blaziken.
All right. Blaziken. Yeah, Blaziken's not like,
dude, he's so sick. I don't even care what you're saying.
Torchic is
great, but it's the Charizard Charmander situation. Like, Charmander's also awesome.
Yeah, but Charizard is a better design than Blaziken. Like, Charizard, you could see the...
Yes.
The thing that takes me out of it is Torchic does not look like it can grow into a Blaziken.
No, I think Combusken is a good hybrid. You start seeing both. It's a great middle ground there, because then you start transitioning and seeing
the
evolution. You still have the chick-like qualities, but you start growing the limbs out. And getting the fighting. So I think it makes sense to me. I think it's a good bridge.
All right. Well, that's number 4.
Yep. 3 is Rayquaza.
Rayquaza. How are you spelling Rayquaza?
I have no idea.
Rayquaza. Whatever. All right. I'll just get down here.
He's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all right. R-A-Y. All right. Cool.
And then... Altaria.
Yep. Solid.
Number 2. And then number 1's Flygon. Sorry, not sorry.
It's a cool design.
He's great. I love him.
Do we have 3 always, dragons in this?
As a I'm a dragon fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just maybe. 1, 2, 3.
Still, Dragon Ring, though, is like still better than all of them.
Yeah.
Although I would say, like, Flygon, Dragonite, they're up there for me, dude. Like, all-timers. Dragonite's just a fat dragon that just doesn't care about anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dragonite is a...
He's an all-time.
Yeah. He let himself go.
Yeah, but he's still... He can still hyper beam me in the face.
I know.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
He's like, dude, you should have seen me in my prime.
That's, dude, yeah. I'm just going to put Dragonite on the
screen.
I just want to see him.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Chiseled in. Locked in.
He's just waving. He's looking at you. He's just like, hey.
Hey, man. Hey, I could destroy the earth.
It is literally Charizard who let himself go and just doesn't
care. Charizard's a little pudgy too, though. I mean, he's not like ripped.
Yeah. I think it's the his hands.
Yeah.
His face is a lot rounder, so just
yeah.
He has like shorter tile wings in the back. Tiny. Anyway,
all right, there it is. Gen 3, another year down.
Yep,
the tradition continues.
It's get worse from here.
Oh, it's gonna get so bad. You think
that's not true? 4 is I think where the last Pokemon game that I actually enjoyed.
I never played 4.
It's the Diamond one, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I played that. That was a big one in high school.
So you will know that, but you didn't play this one.
No.
Oh, okay. So now you're kind of back. Did you play Gen 2?
No.
Okay. So now it'll flop back.
Yeah.
Now it'll flop back.
Maybe. I'm not gonna remember half.
Dude, I
Gen looked, 1 absolutely. Gen 4 it gets a little.
I was an embarrassment for 2 and 3.
No, I think you knew 3.
I didn't remember.
You at least knew what was good and not.
I know what I like. I have to consult David. He's the expert. Like, he literally just played them a month ago.
I wonder if they have. I wish they put that on Switch, because I wouldn't mind playing like an old school, but like one I haven't played.
Yeah. No, Gen 3 was always, I really enjoyed Gen 3. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
Yeah.
That's all we got. So, as Tyler stated in the beginning, stay tuned next week. Game Awards, December 7th, Thursday. Couch Company Podcast is the next day.
Yeah.
Although it comes out Monday. So we're going to talk about everything that transpired. And then the week after, our own Couch Company Game Awards.
Yeah, what are we calling? We got to come up with something.
We got to come up with something, but we have a little bit of time.
A little bit.
Title will be announced next week. So if you made it this far, we appreciate that.
Yeah, hopefully that translated. If you don't like Pokemon, you're just going to listen to us ramble about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Stumbling through the Pokemans, but I always have fun. It's a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Like before, we're going to be here. Same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.